wrapped in a cloak of shadows. Armed with blood and magic, the Tremere have forced themselves into vampiric society, and they shall carve out a place for themselves to stand the test of time. The Strand Gamers presents For House and Clan, a Dark Ages game of Vampire the Masquerade.
You're on.
So, what happened last week? Or I guess not last week, but
yes. Yeah, we played Star Wars.
Crime Lord.
Yeah. That was so awesome.
Let me pull out the next step of that adventure.
No.
we do have it, yeah.
What happened last week,
you ready to roll?
To talk to inanimate objects and then talk to all of them.
That wasn't last week.
Okay, what happened last time? Previously on Vampire, there. House and Clan.
Much better. Much better.
Marius wasted everyone's goddamn time talking to every object in the
universe. Not Marius's time.
No, Marius's time.
Marius's time, too.
Shall I continue that?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
The prince thought that two people had been kidnapped when really one of them we killed and, well...
The other's in the basement.
One of them we incapacitated in the basement. The other one we scared away, and the third one ran, fearing he would be blamed for the kidnappings, which he was. So all three of those were our fault.
Mm-hmm.
We went tracking after the Turk, got to a village on the way to Mulhouse, where they said, we can't help you unless you are...
I mean you, not we, you.
Okay. Can I continue?
No. Is this important? We have correctness. Lamont went there. We don't want to confuse them, though.
You guys found out that Lawrence is making rape baby ghouls, or at least trying to.
Yep. Rape babies, yeah.
And everyone's cool with it, except Lamont, because nobody told him. And Lawrence voiced his concern that Lamont is going to flip out and kill everyone, which he will as soon as he finds out about rape baby ghouls. And then it was determined that we would get official envoy papers and go towards Mulhouse after the truck.
Anything get left out?
I don't think so.
I was wondering if those were actually official, or if it was just official. Yeah.
He said he could get, like, ambassador papers.
Yes.
He could acquire.
We know he can acquire these things, but I don't know if they're actually official. Yeah, because he can just make a decree from the Pope appear, remember?
To be fair, no one knows what the fuck the Pope's signature looks like. The Pope. The last of us can't even read it. It could be
Some of them probably can.
Stick man. It's like, yeah, this says the Pope gave me all the power.
All the power. I talk to Jesus now because the Pope doesn't want to. He's tired.
Yeah. I'm backup Pope. He tagged me in.
So you were an altar boy?
No, tagged him in, not tagged into him.
Oh. Yeah,
get it straight.
All right, cowboy.
So, yeehaw. About those rape baby ghouls.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly was Lawrence attempting to do? What did he explain to you guys that his plan
was? Make rape baby ghouls.
I feel that sums it up best.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
He was trying to make a more perfect ghoul by breeding one inside of a ghoul instead of embracing them. Not embracing, I suppose. But,
sure.
Feeding blood on blood. Body. Sure.
So that they would be a ghoul from birth and be better for it somehow.
Right. So, one, he intimated that this was some sort of magical ritual that he was working on. It wasn't just like some process, I'm going to get my ghoul pregnant and it's going to make super ghouls. Because if that was how it worked, there'd be super ghouls running around all the time. Yes. But turns out usually ghouls just can't get pregnant or are sterile if they are male. Right. So there's something hinky going on. Already. And then on top of that, he said he had a ritual that he was working on that would craft a perfect servant out of her child, and then he would be able to ghoul that for a perfect ghoul later on.
He did hint that the Shamisei have already perfected this in a natural way.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they absolutely.
Which is key, because he's not trying to do exactly what the Shamisei are doing, but in our own way.
To improve upon it, do something different.
Yes.
which he explained a little bit about that to Wolfgang. Wolfgang has heard a couple of times about the Revenant families that the shamans have. Marius has a little bit more information about it because he's fought those guys before. So he is fairly familiar with the creepy, twisted, extended families that the Shamisei keep in their castles.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
There was also something with the Turk's map.
The map?
Yeah, he had a map with wax drippings on it that spiraled into his house. You guys talked to the map and couldn't really determine what it was. Some of the drips were on vampire havens, and then some of them weren't.
Were not. Yeah.
I believe that can be attributed to just some Malkavian voodoo magic. Yeah.
Malkavians are well known for their voodoo magic.
That's right. They are well known for that.
Not even a little bit. Not even once. Just like meth.
Now I just want there to be a meth advertising campaign. Come on, just once.
Just once.
Couldn't hurt.
Meth, do you need all your teeth?
Nah. Just try it once.
Meth, all the cool kids are doing it.
That's right. Meth, you might get $17 for sex.
You can stop whenever you want.
Me or the meth?
Both.
Okay.
Meth that tastes like candy?
After you've had enough meth.
Speaking of selling things, Strength Made is a thing that I'm selling. Sign up, because we're going to be recruiting playtesters for Asgard Lost soon.
So the next night dawns.
Also meth.
Meth.
I'm also selling meth.
That you're recruiting playtesters for meth?
Yes.
Playtesters for meth.
Try this and provide me feedback.
Didn't know you took chemistry.
I've seen Breaking Bad twice. I think I can handle it.
You're good. So the next night.
Sunday, August the 18th, 12:25. The sun goes down. Some vampires wake up.
I have a plan, actually.
And can mark off a blood point.
I'll just get it back.
Yeah.
Monks.
Very good.
Yeah. So unless I'm immediately interrupted by Wolfgang.
No.
No? Okay, good.
Turns out every night of the week, Wolfgang is not, like, waiting, hand hovering above your doorknob, waiting for the sun to go down.
That's what...
To kick you open and be like, Marius! Listen to me!
Marius is kind of expecting that, you know. To happen. I'm going to go...
Marius is a paranoid asshole.
Sometimes. Sometimes he is. I'm going to go talk to Lamont upstairs.
Sure.
Knock, knock, knock.
On your
wall.
Cabinet.
Yeah.
Basically, I woke up and I started scrying. Come in.
I would like to borrow... Of course, I got my gauntlets on, by the way.
Okay.
It's key. I'd like to borrow your lantern, please.
I pass over my lantern.
Thank you. I take the lantern. I go downstairs. I
assume Lamont is still scrying.
Yeah.
He just notices this guy just takes his lantern down into his room. All right, legit.
Yeah, so I'm going to go and begin preparing this lantern. I'm going to drain it of its oil. I'm going to be casting a vessel.
Back up before you return.
Sure. And I'm going to, wash it out. I'm going to convert this into a vessel of transference, the lantern itself. The place where it holds oil.
I see what you're getting at.
Yeah. You know where I'm going so far. Okay.
I don't know if I'm willing to let you do this. Let me look up vessel of transference.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and, if he allows it here, I'm going to go ahead and fill it with my own blood, of course. And have it ready to go. That's why I'm wearing the gauntlets, of course.
This is going
to
be a shitty lantern.
After I'm done with it, maybe. It might not work again, but we'll see.
All right, so...
Is the lantern large enough?
It's not actually the size. It can be the size of a small cup or anywhere between that and a 1 gallon jug or a 4 liter jug.
Mm-hmm.
That you filled with your blood.
Yeah, and you get that much blood back out of it. It's great. So there's about a cup and a half worth of fluid this thing will hold. I'm not converting to liters.
Just give me points of blood or whatever.
About a point.
That's all I need.
Hold on. Okay. Before you mark this off. So that's down in the reservoir, which is correct. The bottom of this thing.
I also
just touching the exterior of the lantern will not cause this the effect to go off. They have to actually touch the reservoir that's holding the blood.
Which is probably exactly what I'll do the next time my lantern doesn't light.
No worries for Lamont. I'm not worried about Lamont.
Lamont is.
Well, Lamont doesn't know what I'm doing anyways, even though he's scrying. So if...
I knew
the way
where
this,
you went.
Yes. So with the lantern, are you able... So you can hold it with, like, usually like a little piece of metal or something like that that comes out. If you touch the other part, do you touch the reservoir?
If they held it up by the bottom of the lantern, yes.
Or how about if they grabbed it from the side?
No, not from the side, because that's the metal cage with the glass that holds the light. In it, they have to touch the thing that is actually physically holding the liquid. So either they have to hold it from the bottom, or when they open it up, to touch or adjust the wick, or if they touch the dome of the reservoir underneath where the wick sits.
So could I strip off, say, that glass section? Does it come apart easily?
Okay.
Yeah. A picture would be nice.
Here's a picture of a lantern.
Today, we learned what a lantern was.
Well, we did make a rule, so... Well, you made your rule, so...
Have you guys seen that Brooklyn Lantern commercial?
No.
They're advertising lanterns, and it's like during a blackout, and they've got this stupid married couple, and the woman is trying to eat pasta with a flashlight tucked under her neck. And I was like, has this happened to you? No, because I put the goddamn flashlight on the table. Don't jam it down my esophagus.
So here's my terrible drawing of a lantern, right?
Okay.
So here's the top of the lantern. Here's the metal pieces that go in between the glass that hold it in place. Uh-huh. They would have to have their hand touching this part of it or touching this part of it for your power to take effect. If they held any part of this, like when they swing this open to light it, or they touch any of this up here, they get nothing. You lose, sir. Good day.
Thank you. So, can I remove this whole section and just the reservoir portion, and it still look like a
you would
lantern?
Break? You would break it. Yes, you would still have it. It would not be a useful lantern.
I'm not worried about the usefulness of the lantern.
Sure, absolutely. You can break Lamont's lantern.
Can I break it in such a way that I could put it like? Does it like screw off?
No.
Oh, dang.
No, it doesn't that screw off at all.
Does not invented.
Threading in 1225? No, sir. What happens is there's metal here that attaches down into the bottom. The bottom is made out of wood with a metal interior. You would have to break the metal bands off. And you'd have little jagged bits of metal.
Basically, it would stick with the weird-ass oil canteen.
I mean, what is the end goal of what you're trying to do here? Because my appetite for players trying to come up with clever things to trick me is fairly nil. So, just
sure,
like, tell me what you're aiming to do. You can trick NPCs till the end of time.
Sure, okay, I'll just tell you the whole endgame. So, what I'm ultimately going to do is I'm going to take this object here. I'm going to go speak with Lady Brigitte. I'm going to ask her to do an aura reading on it. So, ask her if she can...
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. So, you want her to touch it so she can do an aura reading on it
and
so she can tell you...
Who owns the lantern?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. You haven't touched it with your hands. You've got the gauntlet on.
Yes.
I see where you're
that's
going.
That's where my... Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
You can do that.
Okay.
That is a thing that you can do.
Yes, that's where I'm going. I'm not trying to mess with the Lamont or anything.
It's
which is fair game, but...
Literally the worst object possible.
But,
no.
Jesus Christ.
Let me double check and see when it's going to hold up. The next pack for Netrunner hit today, apparently.
We should have it coming in tomorrow. It should be one of the things that you're picking up for projects.
Yeah. I'm not mad if you're kind of discreetly
about
Lamont.
No, yeah. No, I wouldn't be worried about that either. I was trying not to give too much away for the sense
right.
of suspense. That's the only reason why.
Like, I would totally be like, oh, my lantern's not lighting. Better open up this oil reserve.
I'm not worried about blood-bonding Lamont. No, Lamont and Marius would probably get along pretty good in relative terms compared to this guy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're pretty,
I don't know why you think that I have an in for Marius.
No, I'm saying, on the whole ethics-wise, you are much, even though the dots don't say that, but...
Don't you have, like, fucking
four.
Nothing for humanity?
I have four.
You committed the child molestation of vampires?
Yes.
So, don't be talking about morality.
Oh, did you pause it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You guys have been sitting here talking about morality. Yeah. You go get a sandwich while you do that.
Sure.
Next time I think while you're talking about morality, you should make me a sandwich.
Yes. So, yeah, so that's
I
my
had
end goal.
A young man making a sandwich. Delicious.
Because my end goal is to, one, Marius is working on trying to get more of an ally with Lady Bridgette.
Sure, and getting makes an ally better than blood bonding now.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I am thinking like a Tremere now.
Sure. All right, so you're trying to come up with a plan to blood bond Lady Bridgette. Why don't you roll me your intelligence plus subterfuge to double check the plan that you're coming up with?
No! Bad idea. Bad.
Simple hit 6 check just to see how logical this is all going to be based on what you know of her and how sneaky you think you might be.
That's good.
It's a fantastic
two.
Two successes. Great. Your idea is good as you look at this and realize you're going to have to make her touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to make it look nice, the idea occurs to you, well, no, I will just straight up break this. So I can say, I found this broken lantern. Something's up. And you can tie that into whatever story you're going to tell her. This thing was broken. What do you know about the person who had it?
Good. I smash it right there.
Lantern.
Yep. I smash
it. It's Steve. You talked to that lantern.
Yeah, I don't even hesitate. I just crush it with my Gondor dance.
Sure.
Bam, crunch. Yeah.
All right. Oil spills out all over the floor. There's a lot. Yeah, I know.
Well, right? I don't want to.
The lack of fun out front, so.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. My bad.
I don't want to crush it to where the thing actually breaks.
Yeah, well, we got the end goal.
Okay, yeah, so you know what the end goal is. Okay. So, yeah, so I'll straight up do that. And
can
then
you
I'm
roll
also...
your break lantern, please?
What is that, strength? Sure, I use potence.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. You win. Turns out potence zero would allow you to win this.
I got potence one.
It's a good thing, because I'm in.
He has been waiting to drop that one for weeks.
Actually, it just came to me.
It just came to me? Really? That just happened?
Yep. I'll be your own. Yep.
No. Good night, folks.
Will you? Don't. No, please leave.
So,
no.
I also...
I'm moving in.
Well, they're well-stocked on soda, bath tissue, and copies of the Neverwinter Campaign Guide.
Trash bags.
Okay. Also garbage bags.
Sweet.
No, I think that's used.
It's spray deodorant, so it's
that's
okay
cool.
Even though it's used. And the reason it's here is there have been times where we've had to hand that to people and say, you need to walk into the bathroom and put this on, or you need to leave.
It's a full-service shop.
Wow. That's... Does that happen to you often?
That has not happened since I've taken over ownership of the shop.
At least you're prepared. Yeah.
It's a nerd story. You got to be prepped.
Yeah.
If you're one of the people listening who was once in the shop and told to put the deodorant on, let this be a lesson to you. Mm. I'm not sorry. All right. So yeah, he's down in his room for a little while. Lamont.
Put the deodorant on.
Right there. Oh, yeah. So Lamont's aware that he Marius went back down to his room with this thing and did some stuff. He's not really aware of the state of the lantern,
because
that's not what Scry the Hearthstone does, but...
He's my friend. I'm sure he takes good care of my property.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
A man whom you've called brother since the first day you've met him. Like, he's going to show you the same courtesy and respect, right?
Yeah.
So anyway...
Not like I'm a slave.
You break the shit out of the slave's lantern.
Yes.
Fill it with your blood and cast it in Scry... Vessel transfer. So
yes.
Go ahead and make the roll, just to double check.
Yeah, that's going to make a note of it. Every time I wish I had my lantern.
One success.
Single success. Go you. Ooh. You manage enough to screw this ritual up.
That's good. It is a little more difficult, you know, being a lantern.
Yeah. Also, being incompetent.
Yes.
No, I'm very competent. I just didn't roll very well.
All right, yeah, you have cast engage and vessel transfer.
Yes,
kind of thing.
I write a quick letter. Best see your presence, Lady Rosette, blah, blah, blah. I grab one of the monks. I wake them up. I tell them, go here now. Give this to McDougal residence.
Are you asking to have Lady Bridgette come to the chantry?
No, for me to go to her.
Oh.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Request her, you know, yes. Yeah,
sure, you request an audience, not
yes.
A presence. You request an audience with Lady Bridgette.
Yes.
These are infected.
Certainly.
Yes.
One of the monks who's been allowed to start working night shift takes your letter and runs off the town. With a very dull and emotionless, yes, sir. He goes.
Okay. And while he's gone, I'm going to go ahead and get dressed with my full armor and my
sword. Okay. For a second, you're just walking around with your tackle hanging out.
No, I just have my gauntlets on, man. Yeah. I'm working here.
I said specifically, gauntlets on. People not get it.
Yeah, you know, you gotta have protection. Especially when you're...
Lamont and Wolfgang, up to anything while this guy's walking around with his gauntlets on and nothing else.
So, when are we gonna get our papers?
You were told last night.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get you some papers.
Yeah, so. Do it. Could they give us an ETA?
They being Andretti.
Yes.
Andretti did not give you an ETA. He said, very well, I will get you some papers.
Probably because he's a horrible manager.
Right. So I'm going to go down and check on my papers.
Okay.
Since I was given no expectation.
As you're walking down, he's actually walking up the stairs.
I go back up the stairs and wait.
Good man.
Then when he gets to the top, shove it.
Well, wait for him to get up to the top and say, sir, I was hoping to speak to you in your quarters. And then he'll just straight stake you. That can't <happens. laughs> And ride you down the stairs like a toboggan. You may even say yeehaw. Yeah, I get up to the top of the stairs, or he gets up to the top of the stairs. Apprentice?
I was curious if you had an estimate for when we would be able to leave. With the papers and...
Your eagerness is a credit to you, apprentice. I'm on my way to secure those papers as we speak.
Very good. I will eagerly await you in the library.
Please do.
I go to the library. Keep steady.
He shuffles on out of the building. Wolfgang comes into the library, which is Lamont's foyer,
yeah.
I guess. His mudroom, maybe?
Nice.
Brother Wolfgang?
Good evening, Lamont.
May I be of service to you?
No, I'm just going to study a bit. Consider preparations that we should make for our next journey.
Well, I'm packed except for the lantern I loaned to Brother Marius.
Okay. Good to know. Certainly Marius will bring your lantern back post-haste.
Oh, sure. I sit down, read a book, while mostly paying attention to the comings and goings of people in the shantry.
Exactly. Bit of bookkeeping, since I didn't write it down. The last time I said I was banking some time towards setting a ritual, how long ago in the game was that? Any idea?
3 days.
Okay.
Yeah, you remind that. Path of blood. The thing that lets you read their blood.
Yeah.
Inquisition of Captive Vitae. Or Bloodwalk.
Yeah.
Used to be called Inquisition of Captive Vitae. My bad.
No, I have Bloodwalk. And then I was doing something else. So I already wrote down Bloodwalk.
Yeah, you got Bloodwalk. You used your bank title on Bloodwalk.
Yeah.
Perfect. Lamont is aware that Andretti, Cristobal, and Marcus leave together.
Okay.
They'll leave the chantry. Marius is pacing his room. There's a monk missing, but you sensed him leave, so.
I'm actually getting my stuff out.
There are two torpid vampires in the basement.
All is right with the world.
Right? After about an hour, the monk who was sent off returns and makes a beeline to Marius's room and knocks on the door.
Yes.
He opens the door, sees you in full armor, almost looks confused, like you see a moment of clouding on his dull animal eyes, before he says, the lady has written a response.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
He Carry
turns
on.
Turns around, walks away.
Open it and read it.
You are invited to the McDougal residence at your convenience.
Thank you. Now I just need someone to go with me. The prince.
Someone to go with you to be the prince?
No, because of the prince.
Oh.
The decree, the request to have someone...
Oh, yeah, we travel. We use the buddy system.
Yeah, we use the buddy system, and I don't want to take Le Mans.
Because of all the disappearances that have been happening.
Yes, exactly.
You gotta be too careful.
That's why I'm in
God knows what's out there these nights. By God, I mean the Tremere know what's out there these nights.
Exactly. I go knock on Lamont's door. Or, I mean, Lawrence's door.
He opens it. He, both he and Maria are in there. It looks like they're in the middle of a conversation of some sort, because she's crying again.
Yeah.
Yes,
may I have a moment of your time?
Come in.
Okay, I come in. I want to apologize to you. I believe I may have overstepped my bounds and your privacy.
Apology accepted.
Thank you. I don't want to be on the wrong foot, per se.
Better that we work together against our common enemies than make enemies of one another?
Exactly. And you are a very valuable asset to the clan, particularly in areas that I am not nearly as strong in. With my specialty, of course, being hunting down kindred and destroying them. But
as a subtle reminder.
Indeed, apprentice, you can.
Thank you so much.
I love that you also did this in full plate.
Oh, yes. I'm in full plate with my sword on my back.
Give me a perception and such a thing.
Sure.
Success.
One success.
Okay, fantastic. I assume that you are being forthright.
Yeah.
You are honestly apologizing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems relieved by your apology. Not like he was scared, but just like one less thing on the plate.
Yes.
You imagine after you leave, he'll probably cross you off of his shit list, people to kill. So.
Very good. I do have a favor.
Oh.
This is aside
of course,
from my...
having nothing to do with your apology. Yes, what favor might that be?
Since the prince has decreed that we travel in pairs, I was wondering perhaps, could I borrow your ghoul to travel with me?
To where?
To the Lady McDougal's estate.
In full plate?
Yes, it's the plates to help keep up appearances, since it's so dangerous to be about. he's being honest with him, too.
He still gives you a hairy eyeball for that.
Yeah.
I will do you an even better favor.
Yes.
And allow you to do a favor for someone else.
Oh, so what is that?
If you give Apprentice Aldous an excuse to leave the Chantry, he will jump on that opportunity. And he would love to go hang out with the Lady McDougal or any member of her estate.
I see.
Plus, this gives me the opportunity to draw a clear line in the sand when someone is not my direct superior in letting them know that I don't like other people borrowing my ghoul. So we all really benefit from this, don't we?
We do. However, I was going to take the moment to also apologize to frightening your ghoul.
He looks over at Maria, who is curled up on the bed with like her arms around her knees, her head in her hands, who like, looks up as you say that.
As... Maria, I apologize for the scare that I gave you. I understand what it means to be a ghoul. And my actions were frightening, and I understand that.
She nods once and lays her head back down in her hands.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for the suggestion. That is actually an excellent suggestion. I'll be on my way.
Have a good night.
You too as well. I go over to the other door.
Lamont is aware as Marius walks out of the room that Lawrence walks over, grabs a parchment and a quill from his desk and writes shit list and then writes Marius' name.
Back on it. Knock, knock, knock.
Aldous will open the door. Yes.
I'd like you to accompany me, please.
Where are we going?
Let's go to the Lady McDougal.
Fantastic. Give me just a minute and I'll get my stuff.
Okay. Be presentable, please.
The door's already closed.
Yeah, okay.
Not 5 minutes later, he was disheveled in his cassock robes and his hair was mussed. 5 minutes later, the door opens. He's dressed in his, traveling gentleman's garb. His hair has been slicked back with some sort of oil. He's got, 3 sets of dangling earrings on. and a walking cane that you don't remember him ever having before. I'm ready to go.
When did he become a pimp?
We will be visiting the Lady Matilda's estate.
Lead the way, sir.
All right. Right this way. So we go. But was he supposed to be in there? Let's go.
He's knocking out, following you with a huge grin on his face.
Yeah, he's happy. So
he's got a jaunty pep in his step as the two of you walk down the road.
Yes.
Marius and Aldous are leaving.
Together.
Interesting. I'm sure Marius knows what he's doing.
I just want you to be aware that the Shentry is nearly empty of our kind with Andretti gone and his ghouls.
That's true. Fortunately, we are well warned.
I'd be sure to bring my little lantern.
I figured you have the broken shards of lantern with you. As you're walking down the road.
Yeah, if we're there.
All this is like, what's with the what's the broken lantern?
This is for my discussion with Lady McDougal. I will speak with her privately before I make introductions. You do wish to meet her, correct?
I've met her.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so long as it's cool that I'm there, I can entertain myself, I assure you.
Okay.
About how long you think your talk's going to take?
Shouldn't take too long. Do you need more time?
Like 20 minutes? Like an hour? Like 3 hours?
20 minutes?
20 minutes, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Fair enough. All right.
Continues to walk down the road with you. After about an hour of walking, you arrive at the McDougal Estate.
Yep. Request
and yep. Are you got your letter of
yes for the little uppity guy? Yes, I remember him.
You zip on through. He takes one look at you and begins his sneer again. Are we expecting a war, sir?
I believe there's one with Mulhouse.
How terrifying!
Yes,
I'm sure you wish to see the lady.
Yes, please
allow me to show you to the sitting room where
Thank you.
You can wait for her.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Brother Aldous, it's so nice to see you again. If you come with me, we'll find you a refreshment.
Wow.
You're taken to a sitting room.
Yeah.
There's conversation that goes on down the hallway between the two of them.
Those two fuckers. He's already been here a couple times. Yeah, I should have known better.
Trying to find my
McDougal
sheet for the McDougal Center. After about 10 minutes, Bridget lets herself into the room. Brother Marius.
Yes.
I was told you were dressed for combat. I didn't. Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Do you have your giant sword on your back, by
the way? Yeah, it's all there, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's all there, So,
you're on lunch break from the Crusades.
That's right. I am on lunch break from a long, extended lunch break. You know, being undead and all. Never quite came back from that lunch break. First, I want to apologize for our little display when last time we were here, I believe, it was with Wolfgang. After the giving you the the little infighting, and I apologize that you had to see that.
It was awkward.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Nothing make it less awkward than bringing it up again long after the fact.
Well, see, the point is that I believe that our clan should be more closer to the Torador than what I believe my others. For example, Wolfgang, I think I got this wrong with the expression, he believes that we should be working more in the dealings with Hans, but I'm of the opinion that we should be more with the Torador. But, anyways, we are looking into, I believe, I'm not so good with this whole thing, so I'm just going to be straightforward. Yes. I apologize. But I think I would like to be more allies with the Torador. And
yes.
I'd like to give you a little bit of information. We are alone, correct?
She looks around the room, startled at the question. Yes?
Yes.
Lamont's just in the corner.
Well, specifically dealing with... specifically dealing with the duty that you had me perform.
Yes.
We have come with some information that may be useful for you. And I wish to give that to you. Regarding blood bonds.
Yes.
With Florette.
I think the sun came up in the middle of that sentence.
Yeah. No, Morris is very...
Yeah.
Simon and her, as you already know. Simon is 3 points bloodbound to Florette. Yes. And Florette is 2 points bloodbound to him. Yes.
So he refers to points.
Well, two steps. Yes. She is
thrice
yes.
bloodbound.
And interesting enough, she was also 2 points with Myron. As long as her was also 2 points to him. And of course, the one to you being her sire.
She stares at you for a moment. And you've seen Vampire's Frenzy
yes.
before. You've never seen one's eyes literally go red. Like, her eyeballs become bloodshot from the outer rims in towards the pupil. Her pupils narrow down to fine points, and there's almost this shine of red from outside of those fine points of pupils, like, pouring forth at you. As her eyes narrow, and her jaw juts out, and her teeth bear through her lips, which slowly peel back. She's been resting her hands on the back of a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gone from like a sitting position with her hands crossed to her hands lightly gripping the chair, and you can see the fabric of the chair tearing underneath her fingertips. And then you hear the wood splintering and cracking as she begins to just grind this chair underneath her hands. And then lets out this hideous banshee's wail.
Really?
Yeah.
And literally shits a brick.
Okay.
It sounds more like... It sounds more like rage than fear, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, no, I understand.
Or sadness.
And
I gotta amuse myself.
Give me just a moment.
Sure. I'm not coming from heaven.
No.
Oh.
You guys just gonna play that until it's your turn?
What are you guys doing?
Like rock paper scissors. Yeah. Is it not a thing you're familiar with?
No, not at all. Never heard of it.
Really?
No, of course not. Just waiting for him to look up whatever he's looking up.
To be fair, reading your emails, I get the impression English is not any of your languages. So. It's kind of hard to tell when you're fucking with people.
That's the best part. That is definitely the best part.
What is your wits plus courage?
Wits plus courage. Yeah.
So what's your courage?
My courage is 5. 6, 7. So 7. Why?
7?
Yes.
Okay.
7 bats. That's my next character.
The Count?
Yes.
Nice.
I just want to make an OCD Tremere.
Can we all just be the Count?
Yeah. So she lets out that banshee shriek as she literally tears this chair apart, and you feel the shriek more than you hear it, and mm-hmm. your own beast reacts to it by taking the controls and steering you right the fuck out her window. by the time you realize what has happened, you have literally leapt out of the sitting room window.
Do I don't get a roll?
No. That was a power that she just used.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of my house power.
By the
super effect.
Right. You come to the very next turn, so in terms of rounds, like 3 seconds pass, you're in the bushes, working your way out of the bushes, trying to run away from her house.
Al, this is a lost cause. Just keep going.
No, I stop, and I turn back around.
You hear another shriek, and you see the ruins of the chair follow you out the broken window, breaking more of the window as it goes, and then more ruckus and commotion.
Mm-hmm. I go back in.
You did not bring enough armor for that.
As soon as I can, I go right back in.
But I'm excited to see how this ends.
Yes. I understand that she's mad.
Really?
She's not mad. She has frenzied. She has lost control of herself and is in frenzy.
Really?
Really.
Is there what is it? Don't we have a power that lets them not frenzy?
I thought you had a power that makes them frenzy.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Maybe it makes them frenzy.
Maybe make a double frenzy. We'll kill her now in self-defense. And then Delobstrize.
No.
She's probably pretty powerful.
It's been so long since I've heard that word. I'm so pleased. I've missed it, so.
I can't wait till the first time you're a true LARP and you say you're going to Delobstrize somebody. It made me almost wish I was a LARP.
Not even close.
No, that's, I don't think I have that one. It's actually, I think it's a ritual. I don't have it. It's a ritual you cast, it's an instant one. It's one of the instant ones.
You're thinking Blood Rush.
Is that what I am?
Which stops people from going into a feeding frenzy.
Gotcha. What's my knowledge on frenzies and how long? Because I don't know it as a player. I don't know frenzy. So, this is the first time we've seen it.
Get our paper bag to breathe in, Tip.
Yeah.
She doesn't breathe. Not going to work.
So, first off, yes. For the remainder of this scene, you are down 3 dice on all of your actions because you are so terrified of her.
Okay.
Secondly, your knowledge of frenzy suggests that until she meets the source of her frenzy and destroys it,
or
spends her rage elsewhere, she's going to be out to lunch. Like, you can't have a conversation with her right now.
She's outraged. So if I... Okay, so I need to occupy her time. Got it.
What part of this did you not get?
She either goes and kills the person, or she wends out her rage.
Yeah, on you.
Yes.
I mean, right now, she's wending out her rage on the room.
Yes.
Like, you walk in, or you walk up to the window that you just threw yourself out of it, and you look in, and she's, like, tearing bookcases down and shredding through them,
yes.
Screaming Myron's name.
And she's not all there. Okay.
No.
My goal...
She's a rabid goddamn bear
yes.
In a sitting room.
My goal as Marius is to... It's okay for her to wreck the... Right. No, is to wreck the place, but I don't want her to go further, you know, to actually act out on this. I want to help contain her frenzy so that for her, to help her save face. Does that make sense?
That's what I'm looking for, yes.
No, I'm trying to help her save face right now, not necessarily... And I'm willing to let myself get in the way, but before I do that, since I have a round here, when she's breaking stuff, I'm going to have to bump up my soak abilities, like my stamina and stuff like that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So if she starts wailing on me, I can take the abuse.
You want to be her Rihanna.
Her what? I don't know that reference.
It's a pop culture thing.
Okay. Her Rihanna.
Implying spousal abuse.
Yes. Yes. So I'll take that round to...
Sure.
Yeah, I pump up my stamina to the max. And
all right. You're going to spend the next round.
Yeah, so I spend, what, this round watching and pumping?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Yeah. That came out kind of bad, doesn't it? watching her and pumping, and I'll go ahead and pump up my stamina, get myself all maxed up for that. And since I better do it in a hurry, because I don't know how fast she's going to do it, so I'll use my my power to give me 3.
Actually, after that turn,
yes.
You're back up to your full dice pool. So I reread the power.
Oh, okay.
The scene, it's just the turn.
Gotcha. Okay, so 3, I can get 3 from that, and then another 3 for four round. So 1, 2, 3. Okay. So I'm at 9 there. Okay. And then the next round, is she leaving the room or anything?
She is continuing to wreck the place. She is Wreck-It Ralph, and this is her building.
Yes, I'm letting her wreck it, but, well, yes, okay.
So this round, you're going to clamber up through the broken window?
No, I'm saying just out of her view, if I can. But if she tries to leave, that's when I'm going to try to get myself interposed to help her save face. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. And then I have to spend blood again, so I might as well put it on Dex, so I don't lose it. That's 1, 2, 3. Then 1, 2, 3. Okay. Is she leaving yet?
No, but the door gets thrown open at the start of this round. Aldous jumps into the room, wielding his cane like a weapon, and says, "What's happening in here?" Looks at her, and there's this moment of stillness as she's like, she's throwing books around and like looks back and locks eyes with him and growls like a pit bull.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Next round, we'll do some action declarations.
Okay.
I'm excited to be a part of this plan.
Shit, she's going to kill her own ghoul. But I don't like
that
guy.
Not her ghoul, that's her ghoul. Apprentice Alice.
That's your come with guy.
God,
she's about to fuck up your wingman.
God, no, I need the intercede. Yes. Okay.
What is it with you and names?
I don't know the ghoul's name.
But you should know Aldous's name.
Yeah, I know. I'm just... I got too much caffeine, too much Mountain Dew, and got the shakes.
Alright. So, initiative declaration. Because Jesus Christ.
God damn it, Aldous. It's good that he's my wingman. He's coming
wits
in.
Wits plus dex.
Yeah. Wits plus...
He's your wingman for getting laid. He's not your wingman for fighting off people who wear wolves themselves.
Plus 11. I have 11. It's one of that. I rolled a 2. You can't really do anything about that.
Is he going to piss himself first action?
Yes!
Before anyone else gets to go.
No. His action starts.
Yes.
She's staring at him. You see his eyes go wide as he realizes what's happening.
Yes.
He declares his action first, but he is not first in the initiative order.
Uh-huh.
He is going to attempt a verbal or perhaps social action. he begins to fill his lungs with air to say something.
Can I? Okay, no, he's going ahead.
Now you declare. No, he's going last.
Right. Oh, you're going flat
she's in the middle.
First. Oh.
So you declare. What are you doing?
I am getting in between those two, Aldous and...
So you're going to clamber up through the window and try and cross the room.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So I can be her target, yes.
Okay.
And, and I'm also telling Aldous, keep everyone away.
Sure.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, you don't want to get
another initiative
replacement beer.
Is her.
Her order
yes.
is to jump on Aldous and kill him.
Okay.
On the upside, she will owe you one. Plus, you can delobsterize Aldous after.
Yes!
Yes! Her eyes are now not just bloodshot, but actually glowing red in a way that you have only seen the Wanderer, not the Wanderer.
Old Crow.
Old Crow's eyes glow before. And as she, tears off from the bookcase to run towards
I'm
him...
I'm purposely trying to make myself...
I know. As she tears off from the bookcase towards him, that detached part of your brain that kicks in combat and
yes.
makes you very useful to the people around you notes that where her finely manicured hands were are long, ragged, bestial claws.
Son of a bitch. Good thing I got fortitude.
Yeah, all this doesn't.
No,
I guess.
No, all this doesn't.
I don't think that all this is also due lobster eyes to Gangrel.
No, but Lady Bridget.
All this spends a willpower to drop his action for a dodge.
Dodge.
As he sees his death barreling towards him.
Yeah.
Yay, I get to roll against myself because of horse shit that you've done. I blame you. And then I drink.
Jameer are going to run out of social guys.
I know, we keep going through them.
Okay.
So, Bill, well, what are you doing while as a master villains?
All right.
Code Academy.
Oh. What?
Code Academy.
Co-ed Academy? Code. Like, are you seriously watching
not anymore.
Over
I'm
there?
Open a new town.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So. She launches herself across the room.
Mm-hmm.
She takes a swipe across Aldous's chest and neck.
Mm-hmm.
He leans back, like tries to push himself backwards as he falls towards the ground. Her swipe catches his throat and his chest, and she tears a bloody rent in him. His mouth opens, but no sound escapes. While he is still in midair, there is a second strike that rakes up from his belly up across his chin, and then there is a third, almost like an open-handed slap, across his face, and his head turns. And as it turns towards you, you literally see the light go out of his eyes. Like, there's a moment where he makes eye contact with you, and as he does, the side of his face starts to warp and gray and rot as the life leaves him. And by the time he hits the ground, he's a corpse. She continues to tear at him on the ground in just this blurred frenzy.
Like he's
flesh flying everywhere.
Okay, I stop my action.
Would you like to spend a willpower to cease your declared action?
Well, yes. Let her go to town with this guy.
Or you can roll your willpower. It's a diff 8.
Sure.
You have all the dice in the world. You know what? Go ahead. It's fine.
Just okay. Yeah. Yeah. I stop my action and I let her do this. I'm trying to spend time. Let her get through this frenzy because she's already killed all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. She
has most. Most certainly killed Aldous.
Yes, she has.
Done with that.
Completely killed Aldous. So now I am trying not to get her attention and let her rent this out.
Climb out through the window again.
But he'd only started to climb into the window. Like, he was hoisting himself up, caught Aldous's eye, and then stopped. Because, damn.
Yeah, so I want to intercede if I can. Still, if she goes out. Well, she needs to stay in the room, dang it.
She's probably just going to keep raping his corpse.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to let him keep raping the corpse.
She continues to tear up the corpse. She finally gets the head off.
Yes.
And is holding the head in her clawed hands, screaming at it and biting it.
Like, good.
She tears the nose off. She's chewing on the ears. She bites one of the eyeballs out and spits it across the room.
Yes.
Like, this is horrific, this thing that you are watching.
Okay.
After about 3 minutes of terror that becomes fear, that becomes awkward.
I'm still there.
Of you just standing in the brushes, just kind of like watching her go apeshit.
Yes.
She stands straight up, kind of shudders, and drops the head. And begins to look around in disconcerted concern.
No.
Awkward.
That's me, okay. No, I'll let her know I'm there.
What do you do? My lady?
No, I'll just start climbing back in through the window. She's done frenzying, right? To my knowledge.
As far as you can tell,
yes.
She's done frenzying.
Yes, I start climbing back in through the window.
Okay. She's breathing heavily. Her claws are still out. There's blood running down her face and bits of flesh.
Yes.
Her eyes are no longer glowing red, but they are bloodshot.
Yes.
Her hair is wild. She stares at you.
Remember to give her the lantern.
What?
No.
What have you made me do?
It's all right.
What? No one can know about this.
Of course, what? My lady.
She takes a deep breath, and there's a change that goes over her as she takes this deep breath.
Aldous has nose.
You see the claws kind of wither and shrink back to her hands, which are still bloody and gross. She does her best to wipe her mouth off.
I offer her a handkerchief, like a gentleman.
She takes the handkerchief from you, looks you in the eye, and smiles. What is your current willpower?
It is 10.
Okay. There's a guy by your foot. Can you hand that to me, please?
Yes. She gonna try to wipe your brain.
She can try. I am a very willful person, and I also have specialties and awareness of not fucking with my head. Which I think should help, but it really doesn't.
Yeah, she says, we're in this together, you and I. And you hand her the handkerchief, and she says, thank you. And as she says that, there is this aura, this wave that washes out from her. And you have never felt so dedicated or loyal to a person in your life as you feel to her right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I resist that?
You did, with your willpower 10. Making her difficulty 10 to try and do that.
Yeah.
The number of successes she gets determines how long this power enacts.
Okay.
So she has gotten some success in doing this. You feel a loyalty of love towards her, not like erotic love. You don't want to go bang. Well, you probably do, but this power is not making Marius want to go bang her right now.
It should probably be shower sex under the circumstances.
It's true.
Yeah.
Sure. Or just throwing her in the garden. She's already dirty.
Throw her down on all this.
Yes.
Lord. Crunch.
More crunch. There's nothing but bones and brittle flesh.
For how long? I don't know.
You don't know.
Okay.
We've got to hide the body.
And I really want to hide the body?
You want to help her. You don't necessarily want to hide the body. You are not bound to do what she tells you to do. You feel loyal towards her and want to help her. She is your ally. You don't want to see harm come to her.
I can take care of Aldous.
What will you do?
I will ensure that you and I, and, well, my clan will probably find out regardless.
What will you tell your clan?
That there was an accident.
An accident that killed him?
He tripped and exploded.
What could possibly go wrong with this?
Marius.
She knows it's Adam.
She puts her hand on your shoulder and smiles.
Yes.
You are a man of incredible talent and use. Plans are not among them. You execute plans. You do not draw them up.
Correct.
Tell me, your clan will see him missing. If they see him missing, what will they do?
Knowledge. What will my clan do?
There's not a role for this, man. Come on.
No.
Ask the last person who was seen with him.
They will.
What happened to Aldous?
Andretti will ask me what happened.
One of the things that might happen.
We'll probably have to get a new pretty talk guy. I say that to her.
We just opened the Tremere catalog. Yeah.
We're gonna have to get a new pretty talk guy.
Discontinued. But
I believe that it'd be better.
Is definitely distancing.
It was a factory recall.
I think this would actually be. This might be a good thing for us because it also make us much more a better alliance between our two clans, between the Tremere and the Torridor. Because he starts talking about this.
She's listening.
Because my whole plan was to get better alliance with you, which in turn would make our clans much closer together. But I also don't want them to know about you friending.
We don't want them to know that your friend Aldous has died.
We don't want them to know at all. That would be...
Well, if they do know, we want them to blame someone else. Did they know you were coming here?
No. No.
Excellent.
None of them did. They knew I left, but the only one that knew where I was going was Aldous himself.
Do you have any reason to believe that if you told them a story of what happened, they would attempt to verify the truth by reading your mind? Or compelling you to tell the truth, or whatever it is your family does?
They would try to compel me, yes. I believe it would be better just...
That was the night Marius died, too.
Perhaps I should just tell them I killed him. They would believe that.
You know, when you get a hankering for lobster.
What would happen to you then?
Special young lobster.
Do excuse me for a moment. Yes, come in, she says over your shoulder, and you look back, and her horrified ghoul is stepping over the body and comes, like, wide-eyed, pushing past you over to her. Yes, ma'am? She cups the side of his face as she would a child, despite the fact that it looks like he's in his 40s.
Yeah.
Says, don't you worry, my sweet. This is just an unfortunate evening. These sort of events clear themselves up. And what you need to remember is, and as she says that, she grabs him around the neck and yanks him towards her and sinks her fangs into his neck. Mm-hmm. As she does so, she turns towards you. Her eyes are perfectly normal, and she just holds up a hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wait.
He twitches and fights, and then slowly stops twitching, stops fighting.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Get rid of this one, too.
Oh, this is fantastic.
She drops him to the ground. There's not a drop of his blood on her face. Clearly all of it made into her body. When he hits the ground, there's nothing left. There's not an ounce of life left in that corpse. I'm sorry, what were we saying?
Yes, we were saying that it might be... Perhaps, maybe I should just tell them that I killed him. That would clear things up, and they would probably believe that.
Meanwhile, back in the century.
Yeah.
Flying Night will crack. Turn the page. That's right. In fact, one thing is perfecting Andretti's disdainful page turn.
Because damn, is that useful.
Right.
There's nothing more gangster than...
Because he figures he's going to see Marius again soon.
Yeah. He might not.
Cristobal comes walking up the stairs and says, your papers.
Oh, very good. Thank you. I looked them over.
They appear to be legitimately official papers naming Wolfgang and Marius as an official envoy from the Sheriff of Colmar. And it's got a signature from, oh god, I've forgotten his name because it's been 3 weeks.
Paul.
Paul, thank you. Good job, guys!
I just remember Paul Simon.
Yeah, good. An official signature from Paul and the official stamp of the,
very good.
Of the household by his name.
Lamont, when Marius returns, please let me know.
I will do so.
All right.
So
I want to see where this wanker
is. I know, yeah.
Mario's sitting there
TV
thinking.
I watch today, but this is way better.
Mario sits there and he thinks for a moment, then he...
It would probably...
What?
I need no evidence.
I believe... The only ones that would need to know are you, I, and the only one that would be able to coerce me would be the Regent Andretti.
Go ahead.
No, that's what I'm telling her. I'm telling her. That's what I honestly think.
Do you have any way to stop him from reading your thoughts? Or coercing you? What is it that he does? We must approach this logically.
Oh, you're fucked.
He says the woman with hair frayed, clothes torn, bloody bits of flesh hanging off of her face.
I believe if... He is able... We, as a clan, are able to use Dominate quite extensively.
I see. That is a problem.
And we also are able to use magics that can also do things similar to and above and beyond what Dominate can do. Stuff that is beyond me. I believe the best course of action would be to limit it to us and perhaps Regent Andretti. And from there, it can be stopped. Because I can explain to him that Aldous's death was for the betterment of our clan.
You think he'll believe this?
Yes, because I explained to him that in doing so, I have gained a very valuable ally. And Marius is completely honest about this, yeah.
So
he's not even lying. He's straight up telling.
Brings the family together.
Here's the issue. You have first-hand evidence of Andretti stepping in protectively for members of the clan that he doesn't even like. He stepped in protectively to shield Marius, and you know he doesn't like you.
Yes.
And you've seen him step in protectively to shield... Yeah, okay. You have some concerns about this plan, as you say. How about you leave it at that? Okay. Like, as you say, you're like,
he
is a company man first.
To be fair, he really only shielded Marius, but if it would look really bad to not shield Marius. I never interpreted it as, I want to protect Marius, as, I can't let anyone find out that one of
another,
my children is a Dilopsterizer.
Another option is for me to contact Andretti's higher-up, who is my personal mentor. She could speak with him and stop him from inquiring.
All this has been reassigned. Ask no follow-up questions.
Yes, that's what he's saying. To have him immediately reassigned to a different area. Is the power wore off of me yet?
No.
Okay. I'm still out for her best. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling her straight up.
We need time. How long do you think it'll take before they come after you, looking for you, if you don't return? Given that they don't know where you are.
The next night.
Very good. We can be very far from here by then. We need time to come up with a more tight-knit story. And that time will also allow that story to be more tight-knit.
I see. So I should probably contact...
No. We'll come up with the rationale afterwards. Better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission.
I agree.
I think that's the policy that got all this kills.
I'm going to fetch you some traveling clothes.
Very well.
You are very noticeable in that armor.
Yes,
I'll
we
have
were
a carriage.
Planning on leaving.
Leaving?
Yes, we were getting ready to go to Mulhouse.
Why?
I still want to be nice to her, don't I?
Yeah.
We were planning on following up leads on Hans and the Turk. We're actually in the middle of the investigation. I look and I look at my lantern that I have all broken. But now I don't want to do that to her.
No, you really don't.
Because we already know that Hans was not taken. He actually left. I tracked him leaving the city. And we also know that Turk left as well 2 days later, because I tracked him as well.
Are you leaving directly from here, or are you going back to your home?
What do you... The Sanctuary?
I'm sorry? Sanctuary?
Yes.
Yes, are you going back to your Sanctuary? Are you going directly to Mulhouse?
Oh, no, because Wolfgang was going to go with me, along with, I stop. Along with Aldous. When I look at Aldous.
Can you convince them for the time being that I have need of Aldous's talents? I'll write you a letter.
Yes.
We'll say that I had need of Aldous's talents. You can speak not a word of this to them, but he is under my care and under my protection.
Of course, yes.
Very good. Perfect.
That will work.
I will have this letter drafted up immediately. I'll be right back.
Okay.
She rolls out of the room.
So
the door slides over the door. The room catches fire.
No, I'm still...
She pops her head. She pops her head back in. Thank you, guys.
Of course. Okay.
As she leaves, and about 30, 45 seconds later, this desire to be her ally fades, leaving this empty, hollow hole inside of you where a friendship used to be.
Really wanted to be her ally.
You really, really did.
No,
now
even before that.
No. Yeah, you wanted to have her allegiance before that.
Yes.
But now your sense of self-preservation can certainly override a desire for her allegiance. In other words, Marius is now no longer under any sort of compulsions.
Is he aware that the things he did earlier were not his own?
I'm aware.
He's aware that, give me a perception awareness. Your specialty. Get out of my mind applies.
Yes. Difficulty
is 8. That's one success.
One success.
Yes. You're like, what? Wait a minute. Why did I tell her about the chantry?
Yes.
No problem for telling her about the chantry. Shit.
I started thinking I always told her about Lamont.
And God, I came so close to telling her about. You wonder if it was only your blood bond to the council that kept you from telling her about Lamont.
Yes.
Good thing they did that to you.
Yeah. Delobstrizer and set the place on fire.
You're the only way.
Knowledge on the power that she used. See if I know anything about that.
Intelligence occult, sure.
Yes. Difficulty.
8.
One success.
Toreador have power over other people's emotions.
Do I know of any way to prevent that power from affecting me? Like, is it eye contact, like dominate?
It's not eye contact, like dominate. It's being in their presence, which is why the power is called presence. Mind blown!
I wait. Yes. I wait.
Okay.
Yes. I go and I look out the door to see what's going on.
I mean, you look out from the sitting room and you see an empty hallway. Now that you're thinking about it, you haven't really seen a lot of activity in this house. You've seen her. You've seen her manservant. You've seen Florette a couple of times. You haven't seen a lot of people walking around this place.
Okay. I start looking around.
You, like, wander out of the sitting room and start poking around the house?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. This has gone in a direction I was not expecting things to go in, so I'm going to ask for a quick 5Z while I figure out what's happening next and if we're just going to storytell the Mario show tonight. 5Z.
Okay.
All right, shout out to Kiva.
Yeah. All right, she's been gone for, like, less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, she walks out of the room, you start looking around the house, you see that there's nobody else here, and your brain starts ticking over.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I'm thinking that if I stay and wait, it'll be good.
Trouble.
Well, it's going to be trouble because she might come back and attack me or something like that, but it also might be good because I can get more in her confidence, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. But if you go, it'll be double.
It'll be double trouble, yeah, because then she'll think, then she'll take off, and yeah, exactly. So before, what I want to do is I want to bump up my soaking power again. I want to do it preferably right before she shows up, but there's no way for me to tell.
You don't know how long it's going to be before she shows up, and eventually that starts to fade.
Yes,
well,
exactly. Unless
I specs, you could get a good idea of when she's coming.
True. I'll all specs up and listen.
Okay. There's a little bit. I'm going to make the roll here.
Yeah.
Damn it! What's under your jacket? Thank you. There's a little bit of a creaking on the floor above you. Not like the sound of somebody moving around a lot, but just kind of like shifting in place, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only sound in the house, other than the wind outside.
So she's writing a letter.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
That would certainly follow with everything else that she said.
Yeah, I'll go up there. I think I'll investigate. And I'm also going to prepare for it by right where I think she's going to be and bump up. So I get that extra chance to bump up my sandwich in case she
hits. Well, now that you know where you are going,
yeah. You
can start bumping up. If you think combat's going to break out
the
moment you're in the room with her,
yes.
Yeah, sure, you can start bumping up.
Yes,
right now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. That's my plan.
Okay. Sounds good. You walk yourself upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and make your way towards the room yes. you thought she was in.
I'd just like to note, because I'm kind of taking notes, yeah. the last thing I wrote was, he and Aldous then went to the McDougal estate. It is incredibly awkward. That was like 25 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
The situation has not improved.
Yes.
Alright.
Yeah.
You walk yourself up the stairs.
Yeah. Then
head down towards the room that you're fairly certain is the one that she's in.
Yeah.
Are you just going to gangbuster open the door?
No, I'll say Lady McDougal, and I'll knock on the door.
Just a moment.
There's...
You can start spending it.
Yeah. Sure. There's no need for you to use the powers on me. I sincerely wish to be an ally.
I can't talk and write at the same time. Just a moment.
Pump up again. Okay. There's a three.
There's a creak across the floor.
Six.
The door opens.
Yes.
She's changed.
Uh-huh.
She's in the same kind of clothes she was wearing before, only these are nice. Her hair is well coiffed. Her face is clean. And she's holding a roll of parchment.
Yes.
In her hand. She hands it to you.
Yes.
This should be everything you need.
Please.
And then a wave
the power.
Of emotion.
I say, please, the power is
That's
not...
That's right. And then bam. It hits you. But
yes.
you don't realize that it's hit you
yes.
because you're not aware of it till afterwards.
Okay. Well, so I got to please the power. She knows what I was talking about. Okay.
Right. But kind of the way things work out with a power like this
yes.
when it's being used on you, you're aware that she's used it on you in the past, but because you're so incredibly loyal to her right now, it's all right, because she was just confirming your loyalty, but you're already loyal,
okay.
so it's fine.
God damn it. Okay.
I agree with you. Powers are unnecessary. I've been in a panic. This is an awkward situation. We will figure out a way to make this work. This letter is going to be a good first start. Before you start running back, though, we need to make sure that we are on the same page for the story. Please. She gestures you out of her room, which this is clearly one of her rooms, so.
Nice.
The
okay.
first floor, the other wing, there's a calmer sitting room. We can retire there to speak.
Okay. Ladies first. I will follow.
Sure. She walks out ahead of you. Walks down the hall.
Okay.
Walks down the stairs.
God damn it, I just spent more blood. Okay.
It doesn't start to fade yet. I'll let
okay.
you know when it starts
okay.
to fade.
Yep.
Walks into another sitting room, much like the first.
Yes.
Opens the door.
Without
gestures,
a set up chair or a corpse.
Yeah.
Gestures for you to have a seat.
I'd prefer to stand.
Very
yes.
She sits down.
I'm still holding it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you going to say when you get back? Feel free to read the letter.
I can't read.
To be honest, I'm unsure of what would be the best course of action at this moment. Like I said, I sincerely think that alliance with you is definitely a boon for the clan. And ultimately, that's what my goal was by coming here. And
what is your self-control?
Self-control is 3.
Go ahead, keep going.
Yep.
Yeah, nothing to worry about.
Okay. She's overpowering my self-control, yeah.
No.
Okay. It would be, sincerely, it should be a boon. It would be a boon for us. I don't believe that this will be as large of a setback as you believe it will be.
You think your clan will take lightly to the death of one of its members? Drop, from all the blood that you've spent, drop the top of anything that you've spent. Off. So if you have an extra 1 in strength, dex, and stamina, you lose 1 each to strength, dex, and stamina.
Okay. Got it. Okay. No, the clan itself won't take that very...
Will they want my blood? They'd be well within their rights to demand it of the prince.
Want your blood? Oh! That may suffice, actually.
What?
Some of your... Yeah. No, some of your blood. If I... Yeah, because he wants to help her. So if we had some of your blood, it would allow us to... he doesn't want to say because he knows it would be bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I try to resist? Or do I not resist?
Yeah, sure. No, you can try to resist. You've got a one-step blood bond to the council. Two-step blood bond to the council. Part of that blood bond is not giving up the clan's secrets. And this is right edging on that territory.
Yes.
So it's a question of who controls Marius's bond, Bridget or the council?
Yeah, they're fighting over me. Yeah.
Marius is not an
option. Has not been for years.
There are... If they had portions of your bloods for reagents in magical spells, they would feel much more comfortable because then they could do things later if they felt it necessary.
Do things to me later if they felt it was necessary?
Yes. He's admitting these things. This is so bad.
No, we'll just sick our gargoyle.
For example, like when we cast the spell for your knife, we used your blood as part of the reagent, as long as ours, but that was for us not to harm, like, for example, myself. Like, your blade would not work on me. Or, for Axe Wolfgar. Even the regent, I believe he's in there as well. But the point is that it can be used to help in situations like that.
Is your aspect still up?
It is.
Okay. Reception and alertness. Difficulty for you is 6.
Reception, alertness.
You have 1 aspect, right?
Yes. Okay. And 3. Okay. Perception, alertness. Okay. Difficulty 6.
Mm-hmm.
2. 2 successes.
Okay. Someone is running up the front entry light. Like, you hear footsteps right before they hit the steps to the front door of the house.
Oh. Do I have time to spend blood and draw my sword?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I turn towards the steps.
Okay. So you're in the middle of talking to her, like, spilling the beans about everything for the clan. She's sitting in the chair just, like, listening to you.
Yeah.
And you just whip your sword out and turn around.
To face what's coming, yes.
Right. She, behind you, you're aware of the fact that she stands up kind of shocked.
Yes.
What's wrong?
Somebody's coming. And I start heading towards the direction.
Okay. Yeah.
Who is it that's coming?
The door's closed.
Okay, and I'm preparing.
All right, yeah, so
I'm spending.
You spend 1 round worth of blood spends.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, goddamn it. You're going to be a withered husk.
No, I won't. All right.
I'm going to go get all the blood out of all this. Oh, wait.
She already did that.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yes.
Well, she didn't de-lobsterize all this. She just murdered him, and now there's no clean blood left.
Yes. I can go do that.
Seems like a waste.
No, there's no clean blood left. You can't diablerize.
Did you like put blood in him and then diablerize?
No, you can't diablerize a dead vampire.
Damn it. Okay. Limitations on this lobster,
right?
I tell you.
So where's lobster?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to cook a lobster alive.
I'm down to 10. Okay. Yes, and I prepare. And what's she saying?
She's following you. Like you're saying there's someone coming and you run towards the door. You hear her footsteps behind you, like cautiously following you down the hall. She's probably more than a few steps behind you, but so she's watching whatever's happening.
Okay. And I prepare.
There's a pounding on the door.
Were you expecting someone, lady?
She looks terrified. No.
Perhaps you should answer the door rather than myself. Okay.
She nods.
Yeah, and I step back, and I let her go to answer the door.
Okay.
And kind of duck to the side a little bit, like a little... Like there's a room.
You're trying to get out of the way?
Yes, so they can't see me exactly
sure.
If they open the door.
Yeah, as she walks towards the door, she sees you stepping towards the room and she nods approvingly. So,
yeah.
You hear her open the door. You hear the gruff voice of Paul.
Ah!
Random dead body search.
Son of a bitch.
And what you hear him say is, "Why was I brought here?" And her response, and then we'll drop into initiative.
Yes.
Is he murdered one of the other traitors? He's hiding in that room right there. He's going to kill me. Initiative.
Oh, you're fucked. Oh, it's been a pleasure, sir.
Yes, it has. Yeah. Yes, it has.
Oh, you are.
Remember that you are at a dex penalty for attacks, but not at a dex penalty for initiative.
Oh, okay, good. So
that parchment you're holding is a signed confession by you. I killed Aldous and intended to frame Bridget. Right, Marius.
7, 8.
This is like an open and shut case, boys.
So, initiative 6. 12.
Fucking bitch.
So it'd be better to surrender.
So when are you going to go crazy and embarrass the clan?
You got a 12?
Yes.
All right. When you are in this room. You could not simultaneously get up there and take a normal action this round. You could split an action and run out there to do something. Declare, what would you like to do this round?
Really? She's going to do that?
No!
It is a thing that just happened.
Not even.
Yes, it is. That fucking little
bit. Not even a little bit.
Alright, I sheath my sword.
Okay.
Yep, I sheath my sword, and I walk out to Paul.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He levels his blade at you as you walk out. He doesn't, like, step yeah. or swing or anything like that, but he levels the blade.
I surrender to you, Paul.
Blade kind of wavers, but does not
mm-hmm.
move further.
I'm not going to fuck with the sheriff. I have respect for the sheriff. Plus, he's the one that always told me not to jump to conclusions.
She should have called the prince. It's Mulhouse, put him up to it.
Yes. The sheriff, I understand. I can deal with him. Yeah, no, my blade is sheathed, and I surrender to him.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't say anything else.
Angelette, you see, or not Angelette, you see Bridgette,
yes.
like, over his shoulder. When you walk out with your blade sheathed, the look on her face is one of utter betrayal and frustration. Like, you see her tamp back down the same reaction she had when she tore all this apart.
Yes.
She's holding back a frenzy as hard as she can. But she doesn't say anything.
Nope, I don't say anything either.
Paul says, "You will slowly unbuckle your blade and hand it sheathed to me."
Sire, my blade is enchanted to harm kindred. It'd be best if a ghoul handled it.
Then place it on the ground.
Very well. Then I go and slowly take it off.
And blade. And the buckle's in the front. So
oh, yeah, so I take it off, and I set it down gently, like, reverently, of course, with my blade. And I take a step back, of course.
It does occur to you that if he touches the sheath, he's fine.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so you may... The sheath is fine, just the blade itself is enchanted.
Slowly mm-hmm. grabs the sheath. I will escort you back to the keep.
Thank you. And I start going.
Yeah. Puts his yep. sword over his shoulder.
Yes.
Starts walking around.
Yes. Follows your and I do not resist. Paul.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you start walking down the street?
Yes.
Your blood spends start going away?
Yeah, I'm not worried about
minus
it.
Minus one to your blood spend.
Again? Okay. Oh, I see. It's going down. It's ticking down. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I love playing with myself behind the screen. All right. So you guys are a couple of blocks away.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking. I just keep going.
When the most powerful compulsion you have ever felt in your life tells you to turn and run the other direction.
I resist.
If you would like to attempt to resist, you may do so by spending a willpower. And that will allow you... No.
Okay.
Spending a willpower will allow you to resist for a turn. You don't know why you want to go there, and you don't know exactly where you want to go. Imagine if this is like a video game. You yes. have an arrow on your screen right now pointing in the direction you want to go.
Okay. Okay, so I spend the willpower to resist, right?
Yes.
And I say, Paul, I'm being compelled... to run, can you please restrain me?
That round, Paul, he's standing yes. behind you, so as you turn like to look at him,
yes, and I tell him
his
this.
Sword kind of goes down at the ready, but he doesn't do anything.
Yes.
He says, what?
I'm being compelled to run, please restrain me.
Next turn.
Okay, another willpower?
Yeah.
Okay, spend it. I'm not moving.
Okay.
And I got my hands to the side.
You're starting to shake.
Yes.
You can actually feel a sheen of blood sweat dripping down your face.
Yes.
It's so hard for you to hold in place. Only your massive doubt of willpower is...
Yeah, I will. I can do this for a while. For a couple rounds.
Between you running off, you are being compelled...
To run away. Please restrain me quickly.
Take your armor off. Remove your breastplate.
Okay, start removing my breastplate.
Start unbuckling it.
Yes.
It's going to take you 2 rounds to unbuckle that breastplate.
Fuck. Okay. 2 more willpower?
Yeah.
Okay, I do it.
Paul is shitty at his job. Seems to be a recurring theme in vampire society.
That everybody's shitty at their job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that good? What is his aim? I'm shivering. I'm bleeding blood.
I mean, you take your breastplate off.
Yes.
Quick half step. He is up to you. You don't even remember watching his sword drop.
Yes.
You hear it clatter to the ground, and he is coming towards your chest with a stake.
Oh. I do not resist.
Okay.
In fact, I will help guide him.
You can't, but... Unfortunately, you have a massive soak pool.
Yes, I do. Especially with all that blood I spent.
Yeah.
And fortitude.
What's your fortitude?
1.
Yeah, roll your stamina plus fortitude.
Currently it is 6, 7, 8. 8, 9. That's without my breastplate, mm-hmm. Right? What's the difficulty?
6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He gets 1 success.
That's all he needs, right?
Yep.
Okay. Good.
I'm going to run to the bathroom.
I was going to say, are you standing up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
He jams the stake into your chest, and your body goes entirely rigid. The compulsion doesn't leave you, but your body goes entirely rigid, and inside you frenzy. There's nothing you can do about it at this point. But you frenzy, you freak out, you want to run.
No.
You can't run. You feel your body being picked up like cordwood.
Yes.
And just walk down the street.
Yes.
How many hours do you guys wait before Marius doesn't come home? And you're concerned?
Yeah. If he's not back by tomorrow at sunset, we'll probably get wary.
Yeah. Okay. The next night when I wake up and he's not home,
yeah,
I'm going to get a little concerned, but it probably gets to, like, midnight.
But isn't what's-his-name already there to the sheriff, going to the sheriff?
He went and came back.
Already, because we got our papers.
But he came back when I was already gone.
Yeah.
I was at Bridget's when he came. Oh, yeah, okay.
So they were traveling by carriage. They were traveling by foot.
Yes.
So they got all the way to the keep, got their stuff signed, and were on their way back by the time the sheriff was summoned.
Yes.
For Jets.
Okay.
So, like, basically from his point of view, some people showed up, made a good case for some paperwork. He signs
which
paperwork.
I want.
Right.
Yes.
He signs some paperwork, and then, like, right after signing the paperwork, he's like, well, that was weird. What do I do with the rest of my night? I need to go right now! And got the ransom. Only when you only have to go to someone's side.
It's your door. Just piss on it.
Yeah, you could do that.
And then you can sanitize it.
Or, yeah.
Did that.
All right.
We're back. Out, by the way.
All right.
Relief.
That nicely bookends. You are going to tea break.
Yeah.
Your sigh of satisfaction.
The next night dawns.
Sure.
You spend a blood, but you know.
But I
don't. Marius, go ahead and mark a blood off, because you're not fed a blood.
Sure, I have a quick question about my willpower, making a judgment call on the best use of that. Can I get a willpower back for that? Using my nature?
Nature judge?
Yes.
That's
using all the evidence to surrender to the sheriff was the best course of action.
It's not hard to judge, but let me take another reading of it.
Sure. But I need my willpower. Especially right now.
Regain a point of willpower whenever you correctly solve a problem by considering the evidence presented or when one of your arguments unites dissenting parties. You did not have arguments that united dissenting parties.
Correct.
But if the problem you wanted to solve was not get killed by the sheriff...
Yes.
Yes, you solved that problem using the evidence presented. That being that you were in the room with two badasses.
All right. That's very good.
Next night.
Yeah.
Memorius.
And no Aldous.
And no Aldous.
I wake up. I scry. And then I go down to Wolfgang's door.
Yes?
Brother Aldous and Brother Marius never came home.
That was interesting.
You fucking is. Oh, no worries.
Let me go speak to the regents. And I go downstairs. And knock on Andretti's door.
Yeah, you're beckoned in with all the pomp and circumstance.
Right, right. This is befitting my stature as a third circle of
right. There's no longer a pinata hanging from the ceiling in the sitting room.
Where did our friend go?
That Cristobal looks up with disinterest and looks back at you. I was told to stow him.
Very good.
Got tired of looking at him. Had to change the decoration.
Regent.
He'll come hobbling out of his room. Apprentice?
Did you dispatch Apprentice Wolfgang, or I'm Apprentice Wolfgang, Apprentice Marius and Apprentice Aldous on a task last night?
No.
They left the chantry early in the evening and have not yet returned. Perhaps I should go to the sheriff and see if he's heard anything.
Bring me something from each of their rooms.
Very good.
Have you learned how to scry yet?
No.
Bring me something from each of their
rooms.
Learning
other things.
Now, I know that before Marius left, he went to Lawrence's room, and then he went to Aldous's room.
Correct.
And then the two of them left together.
Correct.
So I'm going to go knock on Lawrence's door.
Yes. Okay. Lawrence knows.
I'm going to go get things from their rooms.
Sure. You grab things from their rooms, and you come back downstairs. By the time you come back downstairs, there's a large, shallow dish of water.
Right.
Sitting in the kind of coffee table in the middle of the sitting room. And he grabs something of Aldous's and begins... No, not Aldous's. He's got his priorities straight. He grabs whatever I got from Marius's room, like
right.
his sword cleaning rag or his whetstone or something like that.
Sure.
Begins.
Not his sword cleaning
rag.
Yeah. Crusty.
Not from what you think, though.
Actually, you Hilton. Probably grab his journal.
Yeah.
His book of spells and such. It's a good, definitely his kind of thing.
And then you realize he's never touched it.
Break the shrink wrap.
You flip through it and it's just got, like, hand-drawn doodles of Celestine naked.
What?
That's it.
That's your grandma, dude.
Yeah, come on.
You're sick. You are sick.
No, not sick in that way.
Well, at least we found the line.
Yeah. Different ways.
Anyway, he starts crying.
He starts crying. Meanwhile, you knock on Lawrence's door. Maria answers, looks up at you, kind of half size. Yes.
Do you happen to know where Brother Marius and Brother Aldous went last night?
She nods and then looks back and says, "Perhaps you should talk to the master." And opens the door and gestures for you in. As awkward as it is for you to fit your wings through that doorway.
I had to.
Okay. Lawrence was writing at his desk, and you come in. He stands up and takes two steps back. Not, like, terrified two steps back, but I'm trying to pretend that I'm not terrified two steps back.
Right. I'm looking for Brother Marius and Brother Aldous.
Did they not return last night?
No.
Apprentice Marius came to me last night requesting the use of my assistant as a companion to walk the streets of the city to go see the Lady McDougal. I suggest he take Aldous instead. It's the last I saw of him, and I did not interact with Aldous last night.
Thank you. Does Maria look okay, or is she...
She's not, like, battered or anything like that. Like, she does not look cheerful or happy. but she has not actually, she's not, like, been obviously crying
okay.
or anything like that, so.
Thank you for your information. Good night, Brother Lawrence. Good night, Sister Maria.
He just nods and kind of mutters good night. Goes back to writing. Maria, like, shows you out the door. Says, good evening.
Good evening. I hope you fare well.
Kind of rolls her eyes a little bit and slowly closes the door.
Can I read anything into that?
Sure. Perception subterfuge. Diff 6.
Perception subterfuge, huh? That is not my strong suit. Can't use empathy, huh?
Oh, sure. You can use empathy.
Sweet. I can AI now. Diff 6?
Yep.
1, 2.
2?
Yes.
She is unhappy, but she's more resigned than she is unhappy.
Is something troubling you, sister?
Perhaps some other time.
You know where to find me always. Happy to help.
She nods and closes the door.
Alright.
You just got her
beat. Go to where Wolfgang is.
Okay. Since you know exactly where he is.
Yeah, downstairs.
You walk in. There's muttering and chanting over a shallow dish of water. Wolfgang's looking intently.
Right. Brother Lawrence said that Marius came to him seeking a traveling companion to the McDougals. Lawrence recommended Aldous would be more suited to the task.
Why would he want to see where he would be?
I believe he was using her as a contact for his swordsmanship training.
His enterprise.
Yes.
That was the last thing he talked about doing over there.
That must be it. Perhaps he...
Don't forget that's just sitting there.
I know.
Okay.
Was training someone late in the evening. Did not have time to return.
Why would you bring Aldous for that?
Perhaps he needed a target.
Well. Shh. Well. After a few moments, he stops chanting and just stares intently at the dish. He starts making gestures with his hands as though he's controlling something, and says, "Oh. Oh, dear.
Regent?
Marius, half out of his armor and with a stake through his chest, appears to be... in place of wealth and station, certainly a home.
McDougal's?
Possibly. Stone floors. Well-appointed rugs. He's in a bed. And then on top of the covers. Perhaps.
We should move to rescue him with all haste.
I must agree.
Let's not jump to any conclusions or burn any bridges.
Why would we burn a bridge?
It's an expression. I'll explain later.
Cristobal, go with Wolfgang. I have concerns, Lamont, about sending you directly on this task. We don't know what has occurred.
Marius is my brother. It is my duty to protect him.
He appears, other than the stake, to be unharmed. He is not wounded or bloodied otherwise. If his death was what someone sought, they would certainly have it. It appears that his greaves and gauntlets are still on, but his chest plate is not, suggesting that his armor was removed before the stake was put in.
Marius, for whatever his demeanor, would not be caught unaware or give up without a fight.
I'm inclined to agree.
Lamont is correct.
Follow from above. Ensure that you are not seen. Wait for a signal from Wolfgang before you intervene in any way. We do wish to keep your existence here a secret, if possible.
It will be done.
Yep. I run back to my room. I grab a couple of splinter servants, because, you know.
Right. By the time you finish grabbing them, Cristobal is waiting at your door, armor on,
right.
Sword on his back.
Sure. Shall we take the wagon?
He nods once.
Very good.
Yeah!
We ride off to the McDougals.
Yep, you ride off to the McDougals. As you clatter up to the front entrance, the place is fairly a bustle.
Yeah.
There's lights on all over the place. You can see people moving around
sure.
throughout the house. The front western wing of the house, or I guess southern wing of the house, it appears that something has broken through a window, but not immediately, because there's people out there. Like, it looks like there's boards up, and even into the evening, there's people, like, laying plates of glass in place and sealing
sure.
them in place.
Sure.
So it looks like something happened that broke something here.
Sure.
As you guys ride up, all those people kind of stop and look, and there's some whispers, and then a man goes running inside. And after a few moments, Myron comes walking out. As you guys are clambering off of your cart, he'll come walking right up. And nod.
I apologize for arriving unannounced. My brother Marius was here last night, along with Aldous. They did not return home. Do you know when they departed here and when, where they went?
I know that I found a kindred corpse. I didn't say kindred. I found a Kainite corpse in my sitting room. I know that my sister is nowhere to be found. So no, I do not know where your brother is.
That is deeply alarming. Have you spoken to the prince?
We have been in discussion. She's told me to remain here while the matter is looked into. Perhaps you will fare better than I.
Perhaps. Thank you. We go to the palace.
All right.
Yeah! So, wagon montage.
Imagine from Snatch the plane montage across the Atlantic.
I was actually thinking cutscene from Oregon Trail, or, you know, whatever.
But, you zip on out to the
Aldous
palace.
Aldous has died of blood dysentery.
You are, you're summarily shown into the sitting room.
Yep.
I'm going in with them. If they're going into the palace, I've got a chameleon skin.
Okay. Remember my previous descriptions of getting into this place, the heavy guard on the front door.
Yeah.
And such. The way that this thing opens, like watching this happen, you have doubts that you would be able to sneak in without them accidentally closing the door on your wings, unless you were moving so fast that you would blur and they would see the blur. You could attempt to find another way into the keep. Like, there's certainly other ways into the keep.
Yeah,
you could just land on top of the keep and scry the hearthstone and be aware of everything that's happening in
that
there.
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Okay. Just pointing out, you have a toolbox around this particular issue.
Yeah. And I'm going to basically, on the roof, follow where Wolfgang and Cristobal are.
Sure. They're in a side, that whole side construct that's there, so I'll just assume you're on the roof of that place.
Right.
For the time being. Go ahead and spend your blood for a chameleon skin.
A hearth.
No, it's a willpower for hearth.
Gargoyles, using up all the limited resources in the game.
Yeah. I am rocking 7 blood left right now.
You'll be fine.
I'm at 9.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, you just frenzy and delobsterize a vampire and take all their blood.
Badge of the Gargoyle.
Cool. Maybe you can find Marius.
Yeah.
He's got 9.
That'll top me right off. I'm max at 14.
Oh, then scrying, you'll see if I'm there too.
That's true.
You will indeed become aware of his presence. He is in the keep itself, not in the room that you are above. In one of the mid-levels of the keep. So you are aware of his current state. He is, other than the stake in his chest, unharmed.
In that case, I'm heading for Marius. See if I can find a way to sneak in.
Okay.
To where he's kept.
Well, you are aware of his location. The room that he is in does not have any windows to the outside, so you're going to have to sneak into the keep somehow, and then from inside the keep try and navigate down to where he is.
Okay.
Once you're in there, it shouldn't be too difficult. It's just going to be a matter of getting in that's going to be a problem, because all of the arrow slit windows tend to be too small for a human to get in, much less a gargoyle with, like, you know, a 15-foot wingspan.
Uh-huh.
So, how are you getting in?
Door, window, I don't know.
Windows are fairly out, unless you're going to break through something stained glass.
Okay.
I guess, with Scry the Hearthstone, how aware of the layout of the building are you? Nick, haven't you memorized the rules for this power yet?
Yeah, what page is that on again?
I love memorizing rules for powers.
It is very non-specific on what it tells me about the
land. In the innate sense of the location and approximate size and physical condition of all living or unliving beings within the structure. Yeah, there's a couple of different points of entry you could take. It would be easiest to sneak in through the roof. Like, there's archer's walkways up along the top of the keep, and it would be fairly easy to sneak in through one of those trap doors.
Okay.
But it would be more difficult once you were in to get down to where he is. You could try and get through one of the ground level doors. That will be more difficult, but an easier beeline to where he is. Which would you prefer?
I'll go in on the roof.
Okay.
That's more suited to my skills.
Sure. Alright, I'd like you to make me 2 dex stealth checks. Not adding your chameleon skin bonus. What your chameleon skin bonus is getting you is I'm assuming you're moving slowly and methodically, and people won't just see you. What I'm checking to do is to make sure that you are, as you navigate this place with your gigantic wings, not bumping things over or otherwise betraying your location.
Dip 6?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6.
Okay, one more test.
Much worse. 1, 2.
Okay. Very well. You find your way to the room that he is in. The door is locked. We'll get back to you in a moment.
Okay.
I'm assuming that you're keeping your Shard of Hearthstone up and moving through the place.
Yeah, as long as I'm in the building or touching it.
Yeah.
Stays up.
Wolfgang and Cristobal are led in to the Elysium area of the keep.
Mm-hmm.
You are not, neither of you are like pat down or asked to relieve yourselves of your weapons or anything like that.
Yeah.
There is tension in this place as you walk in.
Sure.
And ghouls flank you as you walk into the building. Not the big beef eater guys with the pikes, but 2 swordsmen are just walking at your flanks as you guys come walking in. There is a slight buzz about the place, despite the small amount of vampires here. Like, you see the prince and the sheriff talking to each other up on the dais. And then you see, that tall, Germanic-looking Toreador, who you've seen a few times, kind of pacing back and forth among the aisles. And that's it for vampires. But there's, like, 8 other dudes with swords and crossbows kind of walking around in here. As you come walking in, the sheriff and the prince stop talking and look at you and, like, share a glance. And the prince beckons you closer.
What was in that glance?
This will be subterfuge. Perception subterfuge. Okay. To read an unspoken message.
I like 3.
From the prince, you get nothing. She's an unreadable blank. From Simon,
mean Paul.
I mean Paul. Or Paul. Not, well, Simon is there kind of in the background, but from Paul. Amusement's the wrong word because he's taking all of this way too seriously.
Yeah.
But perhaps satisfaction.
Okay.
So he is not displeased to see you.
Sure.
Though seeing you does not bring him any joy.
Sure. I walk right up.
You are beckoned up.
Yeah. Your Highness.
She nods. We were just about to send for your master.
Then you know the whereabouts of our missing compatriots.
In a manner of speaking, Simon. He nods to you and says, I was compelled to the Lady Bridget's estate last evening, where she accused Marius of murdering another kindred, Canite, goddammit, murdering another Canite.
Impossible.
Truly?
Being sarcastic.
No, that's serious. Yeah, that is an impossibility.
Why is that? For the one who slew the old crow, why is this an impossibility?
Because Aldous was a Tremere.
I did not say he slew Aldous.
I thought you just said that. I'm sorry.
No, another vampire
sorry,
is what
sorry,
he said.
Sorry. But I wouldn't have said impossible.
Okay.
I was filling in words that I thought...
Sure, yeah. All right, so we'll just delete that entire part of the story.
Strike that, move along.
He's been accused of slaying another canine.
I see.
Probable.
Yeah. Entirely plausible.
The Lady Bridget requested my protection, said that he was preparing to kill her as well. He then appeared from a side room, weapon sheathed, and remanded himself into my custody. Halfway from their estate to here, he requested that I subdue him, as he had a strong compulsion to leave my presence. He removed his breastplate that drove a stake into his heart. He is resting as comfortably as he can until we decide what to do.
You last interrogated him.
Last I saw the MacDougall estate, there was some minor damage to the exterior and what appeared to be the desiccated corpse of a vampire in the doorway to one of the rooms. I have been told by Myron that his broodmaiden's sister is nowhere to be found. Last I saw her, she was healthy. I don't suppose you have seen her this evening.
I have not. We've just come from the MacDougall estate. Myron told us the same. And that you were not telling him anything. But he was suspicious enough that we came here.
I suspect he is quite frustrated, but at this point, in the home of a vampire, I found the body of another. There are two vampires present, so I have two suspects.
Indeed. Who is the murdered vampire?
There was not enough left of the body to make that determination.
I see. Has Aldous, another of our apprentices, or no, brothers, what are his whereabouts, do you know?
No one has seen him. He's not been involved, as far as I know, in any of these events.
I see. You intend to interrogate Marius?
We were going to give your master Andretti the courtesy of being present during the interrogation.
I shall go and fetch him.
Very good. We will have Marius waiting. The stake will be removed when you and your master return.
Very good.
Meanwhile,
larceny to unlock his door.
Totally, Dex larceny.
This is gonna
so
be awesome.
He can tell what's being said as well.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he can tell him.
Not yet. This is all happening as you started that conversation.
What's the diff?
On an interior door on the third floor of a building, 3. Second floor of a building, 3.
4 successes.
You pop that lock like it ain't no thing.
Okay. Shut it behind me. Pull the stake out.
Okay. You become aware. There's a shock of pain. You have 1 point of lethal damage.
Okay.
There you are.
Am I being compelled or anything?
Nope, nothing. You are, you've been aware of everything that transpired, like you were aware of being laid out in this room by Simon. You were aware of some conversation in the room where kind of he was explaining everything that he knew to the prince, basically what you just heard.
Uh-huh.
And then it was decided that you would be left here until Andretti could be fetched. And then it was daytime and you were asleep. And now it's nighttime again and you woke up a little while ago and you've been unable to move. And then suddenly Lamont, and suddenly you can move.
Brother Wolfgang, Brother Marius, you've been abducted.
No, I'm in Paul's custody. Place the stake back into me, but before you do, go fetch the master, quickly, and bring him here.
Wolfgang's leaving. Cristobal is leaving.
I shoved that stake back in.
Okay, Dex Melee.
Really? There's already a hole.
I know, it's usually diff 9, I'm making it diff 6, because there's already a hole to line it up with.
Yes.
Diff 6, you said?
Yeah.
3 successes.
Okay. Strength plus 2 dice. Get ready to roll that ridiculous soak of yours.
Well, I'm not pumped up right now either.
Potence gives you 3 successes.
4. Okay. And I'm not wearing my breastplate, so it's only going to be 4.
1, 2, 3.
Difficulty?
You got 2.
Okay.
So he got 1. There's enough. Already a hole in your chest. That's
okay.
Fork.
I'm glad we did that.
I was excited for him to get 1 more success.
God damn it, you
and for that thing to bounce right the fuck off of his hardened heart.
And then I keep jamming it in until it fits. Like,
that's what she did.
Right. So the thing is, by the way, mark down another lethal. The thing is, he would have taken damage each time you would have done it, so you would have sat there, stabbing him over and over again and possibly driving him into torpor.
I just put it in the appropriate spot. An elbow drop.
Do you say, oh, yeah!
It actually goes straight through the other side.
That's right. Fires right out of it.
That's right.
Into the ground.
All right, I'm getting out of here.
Okay. Give me 1 dex stealth. Not including...
No, think about it. It might have been cool just to have the stake laying next to you and just laying in bed with it.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
You're sipping a little glass of blood.
I've been expecting you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Alright. My character's built for
no,
stealth.
No, that's fine. You got the 2 the last time, and that was like, I rolled 1 success on that for like the roving guards.
Yep.
This time I was like, oh wow, that's 4 successes. He might be in. No, never mind. He's alright. You ghost back up to the roof and.
It's called efficient stealthing.
Yeah.
Just enough stealth.
And off you go. Where would you like to go?
I beeline for the carriage.
Sure. I mean, you fly and then match up with the carriage because you can go in straight lines and the carriage has to
land. And then I land on it.
As it's riding through town, let's assume you give them the common courtesy of waiting until they're in the suburbs before you land on it. Your carriage shakes and rattles and lurches to the side.
Malone, so I'm sticking my head out.
I found Brother Marius. I removed the stake, but he instructed me to put it back in. He's there voluntarily, apparently. He's accused of something.
Murder.
Oh, I'm supposed to fetch the master immediately.
Which is where I'm going. So, right on.
Marius is picked up and gently walked downstairs to the Elysium and sat in a chair and then bound to the chair with chains.
Okay.
How long does it take to wagon back?
Like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Alright. You guys.
If it had been longer, I was going to communicate with him.
Kindred sounded like, I'm coming back. Start walking up the stairs.
Start hobbling your ass up to the.
You have a guardrail you could send there and just go.
No, it's.
Okay.
You get there, comedy is had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andretti is made ready.
Yeah.
Lamont is told to land on the building and monitor the proceedings and intervene if it becomes necessary.
Okay. I look forward to spending more willpower.
Does my nature caregiver kick in? Because I spent my willpower to save Marius.
Yeah, but then you left him there.
Well, because I asked him to.
Oh, okay, so if a caregiver is told to take care of someone and that person says, let me die.
I didn't say let me die.
In that's exactly how it works.
Regain a point of willpower whenever you successfully protect or nurture someone else.
He nurtured me.
I did not nurture.
I feel nurtured.
I've cradled you.
I feel
you
nurtured.
You drank of my milk.
That Lamont cared so much for me that he came here. Now I'm going to have a hard time explaining to him how his lantern got destroyed. Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time explaining how his lantern got destroyed by Bridget.
Only thing better than gargoyle milk? Gargoyle cheese.
Nice.
Yeah. Get that on a little water cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some crepes. Good.
Yeah.
Side of grapes.
Yeah.
Cheese curds.
Gargoyle curds.
Okay. Yes, sir. Come on.
I feel like leaving him in the clutches.
Okay, fine. I don't care. Move on.
All right. We move on. You guys return. Marius is up in a chair, bound to the chair with chains. You guys are walking through him. The situation is explained again for Andretti's benefit. You hear all of that again. Sure. Andretti hears it for the first time and asks, well, essentially.
I told Andretti on the way.
Yeah, yeah, and they explain it to
him. Around my thumb.
Yeah. They explain it for his benefit again.
Sure. No, Master. We just have to go.
No questions! Beat him on the head. Stake him.
I brought him together.
So, essentially, Andretti says, so what happens now? The stake is pulled as gently as possible from Marius' chest.
Yes.
And the prince kind of, like, looks into your line of vision and says, you have been accused of murder. You have this opportunity to share your side of the story in your own defense. Know that your accuser has far higher standing in this society than you do. You must choose your words very carefully. I'd like to, out of character, take a moment to remind all of you that we're not dealing with the United States legal system.
Yes.
Nor the concept of justice by trial by peers.
Sure.
Or the assumption of innocence until proven.
It is her.
It's her, and someone more important than you has accused you of murder.
Yeah.
Right now, you are guilty of murder. You understand this, because you understand how...
Noble.
...of courts of noble intrigue work. You are accused of murder. You are going to be executed for murder at this point, because there is a body. Unless you can work a way through this.
What is it called? The bone of truth?
Bone of lies.
Or the bone of lies?
Yeah, but only you guys know about that.
I know.
I'm going to hold this magic rock that makes me tell the truth, and then I'll give my testimony.
Yeah, they wouldn't believe that, would they?
Not even a little bit. It sounds like some horseshit to me.
I mean, I know it's real, and it sounds like horse shit.
Yeah. And the Lady Bridget is not here?
You don't see her. The only one you see is that German guy, who's the only torturer you see is that German guy, whose name you've never gotten.
Nope. But Aldous had it.
It's true. No, Aldous.
Yes.
Maybe we can learn it from his blood.
If there was any luck.
So, would it be proper etiquette, per se, when I'm discussing with the prince, to request... would it be proper etiquette to ask the prince a favor to speak with my sire before I give a confession?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll see if I can do it properly. Right. Charisma etiquette.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to respectfully request to speak with my sire. Difficulty?
Six.
Two successes.
That you very
yes.
articulately request yes. to speak privately with your sire
yes.
Before you answer that question. She shakes her head grimly and says, your family and mine share a talent for removing unwanted memories. I need you to share what it is that you know and what actually happened I do not wish to be forced to compel you. If you would like to speak with him, you may do so here, in my hearing, in the hearing of my sheriff.
I see.
And Reddy is staring straight at you, just like...
Say something.
The eyeball. God damn it! Dice are, every time I pick up dice, I throw one on the floor.
You should take that.
You should just leave that one down there.
It's a different one every time.
The floor wants
like
a dice.
Stand in between your legs. There you go. Yeah.
Thanks.
Give your testimony.
Is it necessary for everyone here present to be... I'm going to do this adequately, I guess. I want to try to do it adequately. Ask if everyone who is here, including the... I'm trying to imply that the Torador as well be present during this.
Yeah. Don't even bother going.
Okay.
A member of the victimized household will be present for this inquest.
I see. My self and first of all, I'll say I thank you for this moment, Your Grace. Myself and Brother Aldous went to go see Lady MacDougall at her estate last night, early in the evening. I went there, and I was speaking with her while Brother Aldous was speaking with her manservant. I do not know his name. And I spoke with her, and I told her some information that was very upsetting to her. At which point, she frenzied and began tearing apart the furniture, the chair, and she performed some sort of power upon me that forced me to flee her presence.
Stop, says the prince. What information did you tell her that was upsetting?
This is going to be excellent.
I look over at the regent.
Yes. Standing there stock still with an eyebrow quirked at you.
I informed her that... Where's Simon? Is Simon in the room?
Not directly in your line of sight.
I informed her that Simon is 3 steps bloodbound to Florette.
Her eyes narrow at this.
And I look over towards the regent.
He has not moved.
Nothing?
Nothing. He is a slate.
He actually died several minutes ago.
Gotcha.
Of boredom.
I also told her that, and which was the most, I believe the key triggering word, was that Florette was 2 steps bloodbound to Myron, and her 2 steps to him. And at this point... is when she frenzied.
How did you come across this information, discerning the bonds of blood inside of her? And when did that happen, compared to her disappearance?
Explaining blood walk, I guess. Our clan is able to use our talents to divine many things. One of which is when we touch blood, we are able to discern a person's... I'm trying to describe one of the abilities. Discern a person's... How do you say generation, but in game terms?
Generation is a game
term. Okay.
Their generation, their distance from Cain.
Yes, their distance from Cain. Simply by touching a sample of their blood. Along with things such as blood, how far away they are from what bloodbound. Or their steps in.
How bloodbound they are.
Yes, and how bloodbound they are.
Two people in this room that you are monitoring are becoming increasingly agitated. One of them is Simon.
Okay.
The other one is Andre.
You can add Wolfgang to that list.
Evidently, there's three people getting agitated. But no one's in a panicked state.
Just as a point of reference, I'm standing on the roof, yes?
Yeah.
How much force would it take to go through this roof?
You'll make me a strength athletic check.
In metric gargoyle.
To just bust through. We'll give you a strength athletic check to do that. Okay. If that's a thing you decide you want to do at some point. You don't get the feeling that Andretti is, like, kicking into fight or flight or anything right. like that yet. He's just displeased.
I just want to be prepared.
Sure. Okay.
He's just in Marius' presence.
Would you like to start pumping blood to strength?
Ooh, not yet.
In this particular case, the blood was provided by the Lady MacDougall.
Why did she provide you Florette's blood?
She... Apparently, there is some sort of bet or gamble between the Lady Bridget and Myron. And it involves Florette, I believe, about proper training and raising. I believe it was in regards to this bet.
When was this?
How long ago in game terms was it that she approached me for me to get?
About 2 months, because you guys took goddamn merry time filling that contract.
It was a side quest.
Right?
I believe it was about 2 months. 2 months ago, when I was first approached by Lady Bridget. It was right before the time that we did... What was it that we did? We found out the...
It was right before you guys went off into the Black Forest.
Yes, yeah. It was right before the time that we went off into the Black Forest.
And she provided you with a quantity of Florette's blood at this time?
Someone asks if you're a god.
Yes.
Manipulation's on the future.
Fuck.
Are you at all surprised?
No, not at all. Manipulation.
Yeah, the only thing no would have been a worse answer. Because then the next question is, well, where did you get it?
She's an army.
Manipulation centerpiece. Can I use willpower on this?
Yeah, for free success, absolutely.
I use it.
Difficulty is 6.
A lot of that city is rolling.
Wow.
4 successes. I am lying like a master mofo that I can.
She has been kind of like standing back, arms crossed, asking questions. She leans forward and places both hands against the arms of the chair that you're in and locks eyes with you and draws a breath in. And as she does, you feel her gaze lock into yours and yourself just kind of subdue. You've been dominated before. Like, you remember being dominated before.
With
you know what's about to happen. You know that she's about to dominate you into telling the truth. When a stern voice from behind you says, "I provided him the blood." Andretti is speaking. "And I provided the blood to him when I procured it from Florat, who is safely ensconced in the basement of our home." She turns very, very slowly towards him. Andretti continues. "The Lady Bridgette approached my child and asked him to murder Florat because the Lady MacDougall was displeased with the bet my child had previously mentioned. Not knowing what to do and terrified of upsetting such a powerful and influential member of Your Majesty's court, he came to me for direction. It was decided that the child would be safely ensconced within our territory and provided our protection." I'm going to make some rules against myself now.
Is it time for Lamont to start pumping blood?
So Andretti is perfectly calm right now.
This is Andretti's forte.
He is pretty good at this.
Wolfgang is getting increasingly freaked out. Like, Wolfgang at this point is not certain that we walk out of here.
Yeah. He came in thinking, well, let's see if Marius dies.
Right.
Let's see if any of us leave. Oh, shit, if you all die, Lamont becomes Lawrence's property.
It's true.
Fuck. Regent Lawrence. Andretti continues.
"You'll be babysitting all those little babies."
"Don't juggle them." "At the time, we believed the best course of action was to remove her from the direct affairs of her sire and her sire's broodmate and whatever war they were having between the two of them, and that her safety could be discussed with this court once things had calmed down. It was my decision and my order to my childer to not reveal to you Florette's location when it became clear that she had disappeared, out of concern for their safety from the Lady Bridgette MacDougall. I apologize for the chaos that this has caused in your city, and humble myself before you for judgment. However, I do not believe that my child has committed the murder of any member of your court, Your Highness." The room is very quiet for a moment, and then from the back, there's a quiet, childlike, hopeful, "She's alive?" After which, Paul snaps, "You will be silent." A whisper that carries across the room.
"Shut up, Wesley."
The prince turns back to you. "We will put aside the matter of Florat and the chaos your clan has caused me." Doesn't say clan, the chaos your family has caused me.
Yes.
"For a later time. What happened at the MacDougall estate?"
"As I was saying, I told Lady Bridgette of Florette's and Myron's connections, at which point she frenzied and performed some sort of power upon me which compelled me to leave her room which at which point I went through her window and quickly stopped.
You ran out in fear?
Yes. Though it shames me to say, yes. I was only frightened for a moment, just long enough for me to get through the window, but I stopped in the bushes and I watched her begin to tear apart her furniture and the room and the bookcase. I was hoping to let her to wait out the frenzy. But at which point my brother Aldous entered the room, fearing for me, is which I presume. Which point she saw him and tore him apart.
Brigitte McDougal tore a man apart.
Yes, she was using the powers of
problem.
Okay. Do I know what's called protean or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Protean.
Using the powers of protean.
She didn't before.
Yes.
You now.
Yes. She was using the powers of protean, the some ones that were very similar to that old crow used. Her eyes began to go red, and her nails sharpened, using feral claws that do quite the extensive damage. At which point, I just kind of mentioned to the side of my face. Poor Aldous did not last. She swiped at him with three vicious strikes. And I describe them, the moments of the strikes, yeah, as a swordsman. Like, I do that. The belly and the slap.
The belly was a little sloppy, but, you know.
No judgment. I mean, with an awe, believing that she was using her powers of quickened movement at the same time as well.
She used her powers for evil.
At which point she began to attempt to devour Aldous, in a frenzy. I waited it out. Because unfortunately Aldous was already dead and I could not save him. I did try to intercede, and luckily she did not see me. She was much too quick and she took him down faster than I could get in the way.
Where is the Lady McDougal now?
I do not know. She seemed very concerned, and I began talking about how she was concerned over everything that had transpired. She wanted me... She used some sort of power of influence upon me that made me like her, love her. No, that made me feel compelled to love her. At which point we discussed options to how to hide this event.
To be clear, your contention is the lady lost control of herself at the mention of your news regarding her childhood and attacked your brother Aldous in a frenzy?
Yes. I was very surprised by it.
So you contend that she was not in her right mind?
Yes.
When she attacked him?
I do.
Do you believe she would have sought him out to attack him specifically had he not intervened?
No, I do not. I believe she was, as I was watching, she was content to rip apart her room in the frenzy. And I was hoping to help her should she try to escape to go after Myron by interceding myself.
Do you believe she is guilty of murder?
No, I do not.
From Andretti's mouth. And Wolfgang notes there's almost a look of confused surprise on his face as these words exit his head. Surely your highness would not contend that if the Prince of Mulhouse slew your child in a frenzy, that he is not at fault for not controlling himself in his passions. And similarly, the lady still must be held accountable for this murder. We must all master our own beasts, yes? There's another agitated person in the room now. It's the prince.
Agitation for all.
Simon's happy. Yeah, he's in the back, just a little glowing ball of happiness. He's just so pleased. The prince turns very, very slowly towards Andretti and says, "We'll return to your home. Collect the child, Florette, and return her here immediately. This discussion will continue once she is returned." Andretti turns to Wolfgang, says, "Please go get Florette."
Okay.
Tripped and fell and the wolf drives me on the way.
Yeah,
exactly.
You head back?
Yeah.
All right.
I wish to take this moment to thank the sheriff in his restraining of me during the compulsion.
The sheriff looks over at you and nods. The prince doesn't seem to notice you at all.
Yeah.
She is busy burning a hole in Andretti with her gaze.
Yeah.
Who is meeting it. Lovely. Is Lamont staying there? Is Lamont returning back to the chantry with the carriage? What's
I'm staying here.
Yeah.
I might need to oh yeah through this loop at any moment.
You are our Kool-Aid man.
Three. I'd also like to do the proper tell the prince that I apologize for my deceit. I meant only to protect my master.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
So Wolfgang returns. Wolfgang slowly but surely slides open the, and he does, to be clear, he returns alone because Cristobal doesn't leave.
Right.
Yep.
Andretti there by himself. He returns to the chantry, heads down to where the sarcophagus is, pushes it open, and finds both Florette and Andraj. Unceremoniously stuffed.
We have one sarcophagus? What the hell?
Unceremoniously stuffed in there.
Is it feet to head, or...?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And you notice the Latin on it does, in fact, say dead vampire storage. So.
Very good. Yeah.
This is at least legit. Right?
I grab Florette.
And now I'm just thinking Pulp Fiction.
I know, right? Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's going to run the same way.
I grab Florette.
There's a sign on my lawn that says dead vampire storage!
And shove the sarcophagus back closed. Wave to Andra. throw her over my shoulder and get back in the carriage and go back.
To protective wards.
Yeah.
Well, you can... No. You can leave a warded place whenever you want to. Going through a warded place is what sucks. So anyway.
Moving right along.
Yep. She is a fairly desiccated husk.
Yeah.
At this point, because no one's been feeding her.
Sure.
So.
She stays that way.
Yeah. Right.
I wasn't told to feed her. I was told to bring her back.
Thump. There you go. In fact, you return with her, and Simon comes rushing over at the protests of Paul, who's like, "Shut up and get back to your place." He runs across the room.
Sure.
Heedless of his sire. And gathers her up in his arms from you, like, giving you this like, how dare you look. And runs off with her, essentially, to the other side of the room and lays her down on a table. And,
sure.
"I must fetch blood!" And then runs out.
Sure. I go back to spin.
We'll just assume that in the background he is fussing over her, but the stake remains in.
Okay.
Paul looks her over, nods to the prince, and says, "She's intact, merely sleeping without blood." She looks back at Marius. "What do you believe should be done?"
I, despite the Lady MacDougall's accusations, for which I am a little agitated over, I believe that she did not do this intentionally, in her frenzy. And and as such, I do not believe she is guilty in that regard.
And what of the point that your sire made, that we all must be held accountable for our actions, even when in the throes of our passions?
I will, I'd like to do a theology roll, quoting a verse of mercy and compassion.
Okay.
Yes, that's sure. What I want to do. With that intelligence theology?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if that works. Yeah. One success?
Nope.
No, no successes.
So you say we should cast her into a lake of fire.
Yes.
And you say, "Judgment is mine, saith the Lord, for it belongs to me alone."
That one.
Because you botched that.
Yeah.
The prince nods and says, "I could not agree more. And as the eldest here, I am the judge. And I am asking you, child, were you in my place? Were you in a place of judgment? What would your judgment be? The blood of your clan has been The blood of your family has been spilled.
I believe mercy is warranted."
Wolfgang looks exasperated.
Yes.
Andretti whispers to Wolfgang, "It's already too late. Might as well speak."
"With respect, Your Highness, my brother is an idiot. She has committed murder. She must be held accountable. She has murdered one of my family. I demand justice."
"And what of the abduction of a protected member of this city? And the farce that allowed this court to believe that agents of Mulhouse were abducting and murdering my citizens, that your clan silently, that your house silently perpetrated? What justice for that?"
"As Master Andretti suggests, we were put into a difficult situation with the Lady Reject. And found ourselves, through an accident of Marius's, indebted to her. And this was the price that we had to pay. She very specifically told us she didn't care what we did with the girl. We could have killed her. We could have left her staked in the sun. We did the best thing we could in the situation we were given. I offer no excuse
I can simply tell you what is. If you wish for us to somehow atone for this crime, that should be discussed. It is no defense for what the Lady Bridgette has done.
Brother, I disagree with you.
Shut up.
There will be silence in my court. Fucking Family Feud over here.
Yeah, no, before no. She even gets to the there will be silence up, I say, silence, and the
no, no, you got the shut up.
Yeah, no, yeah. The strength of the Tremere blood bond should...
Right, that she is entirely unaware of. Yeah. It's like, he says something, you're like, shut your mouth, and she's like, no, we're not playing this game, everybody shut the fuck up. I got y'all in check. Andretti very quietly and politely says, if I may, I perhaps have a solution for this matter. We may speak privately. She looks at him, looks over at Simon, and says, my sheriff will accompany us.
At Paul.
At Paul. Paul.
You've been trying to promote Simon all day.
I should just kill him off. That's where everybody else is going. Soon the city will be nothing but you guys and the prince.
Yeah. But we'll be on our fifth character.
A theft of Vitamar, yeah.
Wouldn't take very much, I know.
Fuck you. You have more blood right now than my total.
He's got 9 right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm rocking 14 total.
That's what he gets for delobsterizing. It lowers that generation, gives you more blood, assuming you delobsterize the right person.
Marius.
It worked for you, clearly.
2 generations better than me.
The three of them walk out of the room. Cristobal follows them as well.
What's the Toreador up to?
He has been silently listening to this whole thing the entire time. He's sitting at a table. He's not making any notes or anything. He's just, like, in a comfortable position, listening. He doesn't appear to have any opinion one way or the other. He hasn't even looked over at Florette, as far as you know, whom Simon is doting over. Right now, he's put the third glass or mug of blood into her mouth that you've seen. He keeps running out and running back in and pouring blood into her mouth and, like,
he
wiping off
the
edges.
Person to Florette.
I know, right?
It's inefficient.
It's got to be proper.
He pulls the stake out of her.
It's actually an arrow.
Oh, that's right. It is an arrow. He pulls the arrow out of her.
Yeah.
Was this an arrow?
It was just a straight up arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He pulls the arrow out, rather deftly, actually, and gathers her up in his arms. She begins weeping. He begins weeping.
It's beautiful.
It would be beautiful, except they're both weeping blood, so it's actually kind of gross. Well, for you, it's kind of delicious. Like, it'd feel like, you know, I don't know what the human equivalent of that would be, because if anybody started, like, weeping chocolate sauce, it would be gross as shit, but... Suddenly these things...
Not at a Golden Corral.
Imagine you were at a Golden Corral and someone started weeping white gravy. That's what this is like. Oh man, I could sop that right off his face.
And they're weeping with joy at their reconciliation after we kidnapped her.
Like, right?
That's what obtains the moment.
Well, she doesn't... Well, I guess she would have heard some of it.
Did she?
She heard all of it, dude.
But we were very gentle.
We were, well.
As you're recalling, there was some discussion, in fact, quite a bit of discussion of, do we kill her? What do we do with her now?
Did we send her to see
Oris? Yes, but you were there in the room for some very, very serious discussions.
Was she in the room for those discussions?
Some of them.
Yeah, fortunately, we did mention, like, hey, your sire told us to bring her out. So
yes.
She could corroborate, but at least we said that.
Yes. A couple times. Which is good.
Yeah.
Good for us.
In any case, the result of all of this nonsense is about an hour later, they return from the other room. And the prince says, my declaration will be thus, for the considerations presented to me. by Master Andretti. The matter resolving the young lady will be considered resolved and forgotten. The Master Andretti, who has taken responsibility for this action, shall owe no less than a major consideration to Myron Cien of House Toreador in recompense for the danger to one of his family. All of the Lady Bridgette's holdings and belongings are now the property of Myron Cien, and she is henceforth banished from my city on pain of final death. The warrior Marius will be remanded into the custody of his sire and allowed to go on his way, as he was clearly simply an unwitting pawn in all of this, and not to blame for any breaches of tradition or stature.
Pawn could be the title of Marius' biography.
The actions that were taken have led to an escalation of affairs with Mulhouse that must be reconciled. As part of the substantial debt the House of Tremere owes to this city for their part, House Tremere will be responsible for communicating a cessation of hostilities on this matter with Mulhouse and making it clear that the creature known as the Turk is not being sought in conjunction with the disappearance of Flora. While you're there, find my child's remains and bring them home. I do not expect to speak to any of you again until this task is completed. She walks out of the room. Paul walks over and unchains you, so you're not just, like, sitting there chained. And says, I'll retrieve your sword.
Thank you.
Walks out of the room.
In the breastplate?
Walks back in with your sword and breastplate.
No, he's keeping your breastplate. Fuck you.
Wait, my armor was...
You dropped it in the street.
Yes, it's warded.
Your armor is warded?
Yes. So when people touch it...
Alright, so there was some awkwardness before then when we tried to pick it up, and eventually a ghoul came, like, brought it back to the castle.
Okay.
And that's the guy together. Well, you had said, don't touch my sword because it'll hurt you. So he was able to put two and two.
Okay.
So yeah, he comes back with your sheathed sword, and then a page comes in with your armor.
Thank you. I appreciate all that you've done. I sincerely appreciate your lesson of not jumping to conclusions. I'm saying it to the sheriff.
Yeah, he's just staring at you.
And I take my things and I start buckling on my armor so I don't have to carry it. Go about my business. Bring it on.
Shower mask.
Buckling my sword on.
You guys get back in the carriage?
Yeah.
And you ride back to the Shantry. And it is 9:49. Bill asked that we resolve a little bit earlier this evening. And from here, I think the only place we could go is where we were supposed to goddamn go in the first place.
Which is Mulhouse.
So I guess we'll pick that up next week.
Jesus Christ. I request that you subtitle this episode The Marius Show.
Okay. Only if you go back to one of the previous episodes and call it The Peer Show. So, before we get into the handing out of delicious experience, I feel like we hit an awkward point in this session where it was clear that most of the session was going to be Marius' time.
Yeah.
In the future, when issues like this occur with any one of you, since we've had the Peer Show before, now we've had the Marius Show, we haven't yet had the Wolfgang Show, but see our conversation before about the Wolfgang Show being incoming.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like it would be best for me to try and move things along to get the rest of the group re-involved, even if it's a bit artificial, or just continue to let one of you have the spotlight some nights?
Frankly, it depends on how interesting it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
if it's boring, then yeah, this was excellent.
Yeah, Marius talking to inanimate shit all session. That was bad. Not interested.
Okay.
But
Marius almost getting his shit wrecked, getting dominated, getting sold out, getting dominated again and resisting that was really good. Like, I really...
Not dominated, presence. It was entrancement and then summon.
Yeah,
that was
it. Blah, blah, blah. Cares.
Big rule. You threw your rule book at him, and he rolled against it.
Right? Like, this was an interesting story. This is an episode of television I sat and watched.
Okay.
Right? Marius talking to a bread box. Less so. Although I did really enjoy the sword, I gotta say.
It's canon now. Anytime that he talks to that sword, Nick plays the sword. And that sword just wants to be stuck into warm, squishy things. And also, it's a pervert.
Right.
Okay. So long as you're clear. Yep. All right. Well, thank you all for coming to the Mario show.
Are you okay with all of that?
Yes.
Nick and I expressed an opinion. And you...
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the Wolfgang show, actually.
Yeah, I feel like when the Wolfgang show happens, it's going to be way worse than the Piers show or the Mario show was. Like,
just because I'm going to Diablerize my dad.
Shit is going to get real. Then it's going to get fake, and then it's going to get real again.
I haven't figured out how I'm going to do that yet.
But make him go up and down the stairs a couple of times. He'll be so tired he can't resist.
He has to spend a will point just to go up.
He's spending a blood every time he goes up the stairs.
You got a ghoul. Just stake him in the day and drag him somewhere.
He's got
I'm actually considering ghouls. Trying to convince Lamont that Andretti has become a danger to the land.
Well, on that note, y'all can have 3 XP for this evening, the last of which you will earn by... Are you off by 1 for something?
I'm off by 1. I'm up by 1 on getting Viscerotica level 4.
I'm feeling magnanimous. You can have 4 for the evening.
You are a mage.
I know. God, I know. But that last one you have to earn by telling me something you've learned about one another. It's been a while since we've done one of those. And I think you two might be hard-pressed for something you've learned about one another. So maybe what everybody's learned about Marius. Since it's been the Marius show.
Can I state a reaffirmation instead?
Sure.
Because Marius is a goddamn liability. But I don't feel like that's news.
You have mentioned that in the past. Multiple times.
So, Wolfgang is becoming ever convinced. And is going to probably suggest to, Andretti that we further bloodbound him to the council. So that he is less... precocious.
Lobotomize him so he is less not drooling on himself.
Yeah. That's going to work out just great.
I think it will.
I learned that Marius is much more, I guess, compassionate than I thought he was. Because he really wanted to kill... Lady Brigitte, but he still thought, even against Wolfgang and Regent Andretti, on the terms of mercy.
Yeah, I learned that Marius is literally Jesus. Oh, you killed my friend and framed me for it? Well, you know, turn the other cheek.
Yeah, no, that's surprising.
Jesus, all right.
Vampire Jesus.
I think that's just regular Jesus.
He gave his blood for you, and now he wants it back. Alright, very good. Take your 4 XP. Go home, eat some bleach, and we'll pick up same bat time, same bat channel next week.
That is my 5th path of blood. I'm very excited.
Nice.
I'm now faced with the difficult challenge of do I save up the 20 XP to get level 5 Viscerotica that lets me shark through stone?
Yes.
Or do I start putting it into fortitude and potence?
I like the shark through stone thing.
By the way, you can now do that thing where you just freeze in the sunlight.
Yeah, it just costs me 2 blood every goddamn day.
Right.
In addition to the one from waking up. From my pool of 14 blood.
I don't want to hear it. You could have 10 blood in your pool. That's a thing. You could be 13th gen and have 10 blood in your pool.
I could be one of the fucking thin bloods. I don't even have a clan.
Right. Well, no, those are 14th and 15th gens. And then you'd have 10 blood in your pool, but it takes 2 blood to use for everything that costs 1 blood on there. And you can only use half your pool for doing that. The other half is only used for waking up. It could be that. I thought about running a thin bloods game, but no, Dark Ages Tremere.
Why didn't we just run a non-vampire game at that point? We could have just run a game where we all play Irish people. That would have been the same.
Top of the morning.
With all the drinking that you had to do, is that what you're into doing? with the constant drinking.
Alright.
Yeah, congratulations. All 5.
Gotta pick your level 5 ritual.
I do. I will.
Pro tip, talisman.
Okay.
Good talk.